Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Okay. All right. I'm here. I'm good. I'm back. And I'm reloaded! Man, this is getting more and more hectic. I swear, man. More and more hectic. Drums, please. Okay. Hold on. Yeah, I got people. I don't know why people always want to text me, like. Okay, I don't know. I don't know why people feel the need to text me and shit, like, right when I'm coming on air. It's every time without failure. You feel what I'm saying? Every time without fucking failure. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know. But anyway, welcome to the show. Welcome everybody to the show. K1's Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. Episode 173. Yeah, I got another controversial topic tonight. I'm full of controversy tonight. You see what I'm saying? I'm full of controversy. Hold on. I don't know. People tripping. So, tonight, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be talking about stuff that's probably going to piss a couple of people off, which I'm not really trying to piss nobody off. But then again, if I do piss you off, I mean, really? You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, be that as it may, episode 173, you live here now. You live here now. That's what I'm talking about, okay, with the internet radio, you feel me? I'm really not trying to be funny, but I'm dead ass kind of. I'm kind of really dead ass serious about the conversation that I'm gonna have tonight. You feel what I'm saying? Cause I feel like, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of America, the country. All right, America, the government. I know this country has done a lot of fucked up shit. I'm black, by the way, just in case you didn't know. So, yeah. Me really just giving America the 4-star review as far as the way it's conducted itself throughout its history and even now. It's not gonna happen. Alright? It's not gonna happen. I'm not that guy. I'm a realist. You feel what I'm saying? I know the country is fucked up in a lot of ways. But be that as it may, I live here, I was born here. I'm well traveled. I've been to 14 other countries, all right? All over Europe, Canada, all right? So I've been to the places and I've seen how other countries conduct themselves, how they live, the infrastructure, and the people. And I just gotta give it up to the good old USA. We doing better. And we got our shit together more than a lot of them. Even as sad to say, even as fucked up as we are, we're still better than those guys. A lot of them. A lot of places that I've been. You know what I'm saying? All right. I think Canada's about the one place that I've been is about even par with us almost for the most part. Actually, there's some things about Canada that's actually better than this country. That's just the plain and simple truth. But there are some things about them that's fucked up too. They got their racist ways and their government issues and everything like that. But the point is, when you're in America, and what I'm talking about now in episode 173, is when you get here, you're here. The one thing that I noticed about all the other places over there, they all wanted to be like us more than we wanted to be like them. You see what I'm saying? And you know, it's crazy. They all had American shit going on, and they were trying to emulate America, the country. I'm an American, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. Because I'm black doesn't mean I'm not an American. Some people call me African-American. Okay. That's how you feel, but I've never been to Africa. Neither has my great-great-great-grandparents. Maybe my great-great-great-great-great-grandparents were probably snatched up and slung on a boat. You know. But I never seen it. My grandma never seen it. My great-grandma never seen it. And her mother never seen it. They were all born here. It is what it is. All right? It's all planned out for us as a people. Okay? But I want to get into that. Pump your brakes. Pump your brakes. Before I move on, I want to remind everybody that we're on MySpace. We're on Facebook. MySpace.com/K100Radio. Facebook.com/K100Radio. You feel me? All right? Let's see. We're on iTunes also. All right? So if you use iTunes software, if you use iPods, iPads, anything, look us up in the iTunes store up under the podcast section at K100Radio. You type in K100Radio under the podcast section. When you see the middle finger, that's us. The email address to the show is K100Radio@gmail.com. K100Radio@gmail.com. That's where you send me your correspondence. If you're an artist, if you know anyone that's an artist, that's where you send your music for me to get it on K100 Internet Radio. And then you call back. Look, you send me your music. Then you email me again. Then you post up the K100 shit on your page. If you got a K100 page, I know. If you got a Facebook page, I know if you are a fan of my page. Or if you got a MySpace, I know if you fan of me or friend of me. And if you don't support K100, guess what's going to happen to your music? I say this every show. Time and time again, I support those who support me. You're not just going to send me your shit out of the blue and all of a sudden I'm just going to play it on K100 Internet Radio and expose you to my couple thousands of possible listeners. You know what I'm saying? It's not happening. I only play independent artists on the show, so I expect for these independent artists to support K100 as a station. It's that simple. You don't blast out the K100 episodes on your Facebook or your Twitter or your MySpace. I don't play your shit. It's not rocket science. But you can send it to me at K100Radio@gmail.com. And I can just sit here and watch my switchboard and my email forever and a day until I see you supporting the fucking station. Until that point, chances of you getting played, the chances of me actually stopping what I'm talking about in the middle of my good conversation that I normally have 10 out of 10 times on this show to play your music, whack or not, it's slim to none. I only play independence with good music and independence that supports K100 Radio. That's what it's all about. So this is not regular radio and you don't got to go through all the hoops and bounds and the payola shit to get on this show. It's all about support. You don't support K100, I don't support you. Call in, you can call in. Be like, yo, Blizzum, I'm checking out the show. You can hit me up on the Facebook, on the Twitter. Be like, yo, follow Blizzum, check out K100 Radio. It's a million ways that you can show me that you're supporting K100. But until you do, fuck you and your music. I've said this before. Now I've got to get rude with you motherfuckers. I try to be nice. You just can't be nice to some motherfuckers, man. You got to keep it to them raw. So don't send me your shit if you ain't supporting my show. Fuck your music. I got thousands of songs over here at Chambers Entertainment I can play over and over again. That's because I'm the boss. So, in review class, send me your music to k100radio@gmail.com and then show support for the show. Then I play your shit. That's how it works. Move right along. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/k-100. That's the official website for the show on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. The letter K, the dash, the number 100. You got to put a dash in there. Get a couple emails or inboxes we can't find your show. Well, at this point, you can Google it and find it. But if you want to direct it to it, you got to put K-100. And once again, the number to dial into the show is 347-934-0966. Now, Episode 173. Man, oh man. I know, last night's show had people assuming, had people thinking I might be kind of atheist or something. If you're stupid enough to not pay attention. Tonight's show, people are going to call me a bigot or a racist, which everybody who knows me knows that I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who knows me knows that I'm not. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? The thing about it is, you don't listen to what the fuck I say. Tonight's show is not about me. Let me get this off the top. Tonight's show is not about me hating any other nationality, hating anyone's heritage, disliking anyone's culture and tradition, or any of that. It's really about respect. Yeah, it's really about respect. A little common sense. You feel what I'm saying? It's not about me trying to make people assimilate. Like some people, they want everything to be American. You know what I'm saying? It's like ironclad or whatever. Look, I'm not saying if you come to America and just abandon all your culture, your rich heritage and all that. That's not what I'm saying at all. Hell, I can't even make these rebel flag wearing fucking Confederate motherfuckers forget that they lost the fucking war. Good luck with trying to change the motherfuckers' whole nationality and they're still actually here. The Confederacy is dead, by the way. You guys are lost. You don't even exist anymore. I don't know why you're still waving the flag. But I'm talking about the people who still actually have something to represent that's still here. I'm not telling you guys to abandon any of that. All right? But, you live in America now. You live here. There's cultures, traditions, rules, and regulations around this bitch. And you're going to need to follow suit. It's just that simple. It's like when I go to another hood and they bang a certain way over there. All right? It's really this simple. I can't go to nobody else's hood just setting up shop thinking I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do in their hood. I'm going to get jumped. I might get killed. Yeah. Maybe people don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get into all that. We're going to break it all down. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show, jump into it, and get to the phone lines. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Episode 173. Whoa! I can't wait till the phone lines fill up. Ah, man. I can't wait. Okay. And I'm reading right now. This is the synopsis. If you never heard K100 Internet Radio, if you never heard that before, if you've never been here before, this is what I do with every one of my episodes. And if you go to the show page at Blog Talk Radio, you can see what I'm reading right now for every one of my episodes, all right? So, here we go. America, the quote-unquote melting pot, as they like to call it. This is what they call America. They call America the melting pot. For those of you who flunked, what, maybe fourth grade American history or some shit? They call America the melting pot. All right, that's what they like to call it. Although some of the ingredients never seem to blend in all the way, you feel me? We probably have the most people per capita from another country that's in this country than anywhere else in the globe. Now, before I go any further, the reason why that is because for all of its faults, it's still one of the best countries in the world. All right, I've been to 14 other countries, and I wouldn't want to live in any. I couldn't live in any of them, except maybe Canada. But Canada's so fucking cold all the time. I'm not gonna do that either. I don't even want to live in the north of this country because of that one reason. But it was the closest thing to America that I saw when I was out and about in my travels. All right. So when people come here, they have a tendency to bring their old former countries and traditions and ways of living here, and I'm all for that. Wave your Puerto Rican flag. You know what I'm saying? I feel you, USA. I'm not saying come over here and all of a sudden stop eating tamales and shit. I'm really not. You feel me? I mean, all the Mexicans have rich traditions. Whoever else, Africans that come over here have rich traditions. Eastern Europeans, Russians, all right? Jews. All these people come over here and they got
nations that are still standing, rich traditions. They got family back over there. They go back home and visit. I'm not telling you guys to abandon any of that. You know, I haven't abandoned my Florida boy swag. And I ain't up that. I still got some over in me. I've been assimilated a little bit, but I still got a lot over in me. And I ain't even lived at home since I was 18 years old. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm proud of where I'm from, just being one state over from where I'm at now. I'm currently in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where I reside. That's where I'm broadcasting from. So I'm not telling you people to abandon your traditions, all right? That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is realize that you don't live there anymore. Now you're over here. You're in America. To put it simply, if where you was at was so great, you know what I'm saying? If it was so great that you want to rep it that bad and try to make everybody over here live like y'all live over there, then you should have fucking stayed there. What the fuck you leave for if it's that great? See, there's a lot of ignorant shit that go home in my little small town back in Panama City, Florida, that I hate. And that I hope that I never have to live around again. Bunch of goddamn don't-want-to-have-shit-ass niggas. You feel me? I don't want to be around niggas like that. So I moved somewhere to where black people was about business and about enterprising. Atlanta, Georgia. I don't want the mentality of Panama City black folks to seep into the mentality of the majority of the people in fucking Atlanta, Georgia. I don't want that. That's why I left that motherfucker. You get where I'm going with this, people. Alright? That's why I left. You know what I'm saying? So this doesn't sink in with some of the people, though. Some people, when want to bring their way of life, language, and culture here and expect for us, those who were born here and those who been living in this country all their life, to just accept it and even worse, change to make it easier for them. Nothing gets me sicker than having to call somewhere and having to press a certain number just to have my directions spoken to me in the language of that everybody, that 90% of the people in this country speak to. I'm not saying don't have the option to translate into other nationalities, but it's English should be automatic. Like, I don't understand that. That's kind of annoying to me. It's kind of annoying. It really is. I don't know. But anyway, the point is, some people want to bring their lifestyle, language, and culture here and expect for us to change. You know what I'm saying? And they want us to make it easier for them to accept their cultures and actually want us to blend over into what they're doing. You feel what I'm saying? The number one people who are perpetrators of this are just so happen to be, because we got so many of them because they're right next door, are our neighbors from south of the border who don't want to learn English, but they want to be American. If you want to be an American, I'm not saying stop using Spanish. I'm saying learn English. If I go to Mexico and I say I want to be a Mexican, best believe the first order of business for me there, the first thing that I'm going to learn is the language. I'm going to learn how to speak Spanish. Anywhere, if I go somewhere and I'm going to move there, I love it that much, I'm going to live there, I love it that much, one of the fucking first things I'm going to do is learn the fucking language. No matter how difficult it is, if I love that place that much, I'm going to learn the language. I don't understand the problem. If you're thinking that you don't need to, you shouldn't have to learn the language in order to function around here, well then, that's cool, but then don't get a fucking attitude or don't cry foul when we can't communicate with you and we don't make no special effort to fucking talk to your ass. You make the effort to learn fucking English because you live here now. Just like if I go to fucking Mexico or France or anywhere else, I learn to speak their tongue. I'm not getting the problem here. Now if you're visiting, I'm talking about if you're coming to live, you ain't going nowhere. You stay in your ass here. Now if I go visit somewhere, fuck learning their language. I'm here for 2 weeks. I'm on vacation. Fuck you. But if I'm living here, I'm trying to get a job here. I'm trying to talk to the people that work at, you know, go to the stores, talk to their neighbors. I'm going to need to learn the language. Bit by bit, piece by piece. All right? Now I'm no conservative or racist, but if you want to live here, then learn English. If you own a store, your sign should be in English. You can have up under it in whatever native tongue that you are, but the main sign should be in English. I don't understand that. To me, it's just that simple. I don't really give a damn where you're from, Africa, Russia, wherever. If you live here now, you have to adapt to the shit that we got going on over here. It's not a reverse. You can't come over here and chop your little girl's clit off at 11 without going to fucking jail for fucking child abuse. Sorry. Right? You can't beat the shit out your fucking wife like you did over in fucking wherever the fuck you came from and think the police ain't finna fuck your ass out. It's not happening. If you want to live like that, if you want to stone the bitch to death for cheating on you, take your ass back to fucking the Middle East. If that's how you feel justice should be served, but if you come over here and the bitch fuck on you, you get a divorce and you keep it moving. You don't like it? Take your ass back over there where the fuck you was at and fucking get it how you live. It's just that simple with me. Don't look at us like we crazy because we're looking at you like you crazy for what the fuck is wrong with you. Bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you? You live here. You can't do that shit. Fuck your tradition when you get here and when it comes to a certain point. You got to assimilate. You got to blend into this motherfucker. It's how it is. All right? That's just how I feel about it. And this goes for this also, I want to make a point before I get to the phone line. This also applies to Americans who move to different regions of America. Because if you don't know, or if you haven't been traveled around this country, I've been around everywhere. I've been around most of the country except the West Coast. Vegas was as far as I went out west. I haven't been to California and shit yet. So I really know much about Cali like that. You feel me? I got some friends and they tell me the differences and stuff, but I haven't been. I'm going to go. But I've been over the Midwest, up north. And I'm born and raised in the South. I've been in every state in the South. You know what I'm saying? Every single state that's considered Southern. I've been there. All right? So, this conversation also goes for people who go from the South to up North thinking they should change or they want to do shit. They wait. You, motherfucker, you in New York now. They don't do it like that. Vice versa, when you motherfuckers come from New York down here and want a bitch complain about some shit, take your fucking ass back to New York, nigga. If you don't like it. Who gives a fuck what you think about the South, nigga? You here now. If you didn't like it that much, take your fucking ass back up there with the goddamn brownstones and you got them $2,000 for your one bedroom, nigga, and get out how you live. That's my take on it. That's how I feel. So it's not just singling out people of other nationalities. It's singling out any motherfucker who goes somewhere else and think that people are supposed to... When they come down, they try to do things their way, and somebody buck on them, or somebody's like not feeling that or whatever, and you try to convince the person where you're at now, where it's been done like that, all right, and this is how it goes down here, that they wrong. No, you wrong. You left where you were at, and obviously the way they were doing up there, how it was going, or wherever country or wherever region you was at, you didn't like it, and so you left, and so you came to where you're at now. If I left the South and I moved up North, I wouldn't go up there and steadily complain about how crowded it is. Guess what? I'm not going. That's why I stay the fuck down here. Because when I buy a house, I want a fucking front yard. It's that simple. So, this applies to anybody. And I'm not, I just use the Mexicans as an example because we got more of them than anyone else because they're right next door. But this goes to anybody. This goes to the Africans, the black Africans who come over here and didn't have the gall to look at black Americans like they beneath us because we see shit differently. But yet your motherfucking black ass over here trying to get how you live. Bitch, if you were so worried about your tradition and how to do shit in Africa, why you stay your pussy ass over there, nigga? Because over here you a nigga. That's why I called you nigga. Nigga. You don't like it? Get the fuck out. Exit stage right. You motherfuckers on my shit list too, by the way. Yeah, me and the Africans, we got issues. I know I got a lot of African motherfuckers probably going to be like, this nigga is just this black motherfucker. But, you know, you kiss my fucking black ass. You motherfuckers think you better than us. We all know that you do, but motherfucker, you're not. If your country was so good, why the fuck your black ass over here driving a cab? Kill yourself, nigga. Tell them I said it. Let's go. Episode 173. 347. 934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. I got the homie Young Pat on the line. Homie, what it do, man?
What's going on, bro?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show, you dig?
You know it is how it is.
I'm probably going to be, you know, pelted today or tomorrow in my inbox for what I'm saying. Probably gonna be called a bigot or some shit or
small-minded or something. But it really, this shit is not rocket science. And I'm not telling people to do anything that in this episode that I wouldn't do if I went anywhere else. You feel what I'm saying? I wouldn't go to another country. I would go to another country and I would wear my pants the way I want to wear. That's your personal dress. So that's why I don't say anything about Muslim people who want to wear those things over their face. That's how they dress over there, okay? That's your personal space. That's your body. That's your clothes. You want to cook whatever food? You want to cook whatever food you want to cook in your house? Even if it smells like shit, I'm like, that's your food. That's what you eat. Knock yourself out. You feel what I'm saying? But right. I wouldn't go to France and then tell French people, because in America, they let us, let's say, drive a certain mile. I can't really think of something that they, whatever it is that over in America that they don't let us do over there, I'm not going to make a big fuss or a big stink about it. And then call the people of France or wherever else I'm at bigot or racist or anything like that, because they don't agree with what I'm saying. They say, look, we don't do it like that over here. This is how we do it over here. You need to conform. If I come over to France, I'm not going to try and sue people or try and call people bigots and shit just because they don't want to learn English so they can communicate with me. I'm going to fucking learn French.
Right.
If I want to talk to these motherfuckers. If not, I say where the fuck I'm at. Right?
Right.
So I'm not asking anybody to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself for episode 173. I just want to get that clear before I start the show. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not asking anybody to do anything that Blizzum wouldn't do his damn self if he had to relocate. Even if it's within America. If I had to relocate to the motherfucking goddamn South Side of Chicago, guess what, nigga? I no longer can wear my motherfucking hat to the right round this bitch. Can't do it. You did? I gotta relocate to the motherfucking California, nigga, I can't just willy-nilly wear blue and red wherever the fuck I want to. I can't do it. I'm not coming over there, and I'm not gonna go over there and start wearing blue and red wherever the fuck I want to go and say, nigga, shit, this is how I do it in the South, but I don't give a fuck and get my stupid-ass murked.
Yes,
that's how they roll over there, nigga. I can't change what they got going on over there. So when I go somewhere else, straighten my hat up or don't wear the motherfucker all, wear neutral colors, nigga, it's going down like that where I'm at. Therefore, when motherfuckers come downhill and they want to pop this, that, and the third, but like, nigga, we don't get down like that right here, nigga. Fuck what you got them going on. Fuck where you from, nigga.
It
you feel
matter.
What I'm saying?
Welcome
I don't give a
Atlanta.
Shit what they did in Chicago, nigga. You ain't in Chicago, nigga. Fuck Chicago when it come down to you. If you over here, you trying to talk that shit. That's what they did over there, nigga. You got to see me now. Now, when I come to Chicago, I got to play by the rules, nigga. That's Chi-Town.
Exactly.
That's Compton. That's wherever. But when you bring your motherfucking ass to the South, especially from my hood, nigga, nah, nigga, we don't see that shit. You feel what I'm saying? We don't see that shit. Now, you got some motherfuckers who going to just be do boys or whatever. But like I said, that's just me. That's just on a scale of state to state within this country. I know if I ain't finna sit there and try and go state to state in this country and make them change or try to change what they got going on, what the fuck made me think I'm gonna go to a whole nother country? I can bring my traditions and everything I want to bring with me, but I'm not coming there to try to change their mind about shit. This is what I do in my own private sector of my world in my house. That's it. Now I got no problem with them loving their heritage, hanging up Puerto Rican flags up in their fucking windows as fucking curtains and shit. That's their house. They proud of their shit. Right. That's cool. Bravo. That's your shit. That's where it is, motherfucker. That's your house. Your house at the end of your yard, that's the end of your shit.
That's it. That's your private property.
You know what I'm saying? That's the end of your shit there, though. Look all this. When we got all this public land that we got to share together? No. No, no, no. You can't come up here trying to change all the public land and shit into what the fuck you wanted to be.
It don't happen like that.
Well, it's happening in this country, actually, as we speak. That's why certain parts of this country look like fucking other countries.
Right.
Literally.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now people from New York, all my people from New York are going to jump down my throat. Because New York is the cultural capital. When I went to New York, you can go to every other block. Like, you can go to some parts of, like, South Florida where all the Haitians run shit. And they do things the way Haitians do and blah, blah, blah. I understand all that. Look, they done already locked it down a long time ago. So now, at this point, you can't go into little Haiti around that motherfucker thinking you finna do shit another kind of way, because they took that bitch over. They run that bitch down. Now you got to change. That's how they running it over there. That's that area. That's
right.
That section. It is what it is. But who am I to come and try and make them do any different? Go ahead.
See, I got a perfect example of what you're talking about right here in North Atlanta on Buford Highway. I drive down Buford Highway. The only sign that I can fucking read is Waffle House. That's it.
That shit is fucking ridiculous. I'm like, who the fuck? Who the fuck? Who the fuck? Let those motherfuckers, like,
The point is, there is no law. There is no law against what they're doing. But to me, it's just fucking retarded. But then again, Young Pat, that whole area up there in Buford, where it looks like a fucking Little Mexico, literally, because none of this shit is in English. When I drive around and set the street signs, I'm glad at least the fucking street signs are in English. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about Little Vietnam.
Oh, you're talking about Little Vietnam? Oh, yeah. They really. But it's a concentration of those people that stay there. So they bought up all the businesses around there because they're serving their people. It's a mass concentration of them there. You feel what I'm saying? That's why they did it. Just like it's mass concentrations of Chinese people in Chinatown in New York. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yes.
And they all just flock there. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why they start posting up the signs and shit in other foreign languages and shit. But to me, I don't give a shit how many people live in that area. That fucking place is in this country. So to me, you should at least have some English on your sign so people who are driving through there or whatever can see what the fuck that is.
And I can actually stop and go inside and fucking talk to you.
If I want to, because you're in America. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's not like that. And I take
it's
issue
not.
With it. So. I'm gonna go ahead and jump to the questions for you. Question number one, you did.
Yeah.
Do you think people from other countries need to adapt to our way of living, i.e. language, laws, and customs, if they want to live here?
You're fucking right, they do.
And what's your number one reason for saying that?
Because
you don't want to learn their shit? It's because, let me ask you this, and I'm gonna ask everybody who answered the question. It's because you just feel like America is better because they're in America and they hear. My thing is, what's your number one reason for wanting that? My number one reason is for the convenience of the motherfuckers who live here, because you don't come here, you don't go to nobody else's shit and inconvenience them. When you come here, you gotta come and do shit like when somebody come to your house, you don't go to nobody else's house and shit and do what the fuck you want to do. You live by, you abide by their rules and do what the fuck they got going on up in their shit. If not, you can bounce. So what's the fucking difference in the scenarios? Why do we treat this country any different? Now, that's not racist. That's just, this is America.
Yeah, it pissed me off because of the simple fact that I feel fucking disrespected when I go to fucking McDonald's to the drive-thru and the little motherfucker in there don't know what the fuck I'm ordering.
Now, see, that's really annoying. That's really annoying. You feel me?
That's why
now,
I don't like it.
That's really fucking annoying. But I...
Yeah.
I don't know how many. I've been to a McDonald's where they're all Mexicans in there working, and actually I kind of like those McDonald's. You know why? Because the service is gonna be good. Okay. If I go to McDonald's and I see a bunch of niggas, guess what? I'm gonna keep driving.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna have a whole other show. I'm having a show this week. I said that to piss people off on the phone line, but I'm having a show this week about. I'm actually gonna have a show about that this week, and it's gonna probably tomorrow. I think that's one gonna be my topic for tomorrow, and that's gonna piss a lot of black people off. But you know, I don't give a fuck. It's truth. Now you gotta look at. We gotta look ourselves in the mirror before we criticize other people. But that's the first thing. I believe in that, and I'm highly critical of black people in customer service positions, and I'm going in on those motherfuckers probably tomorrow. But that's a whole other show. Anyway. What I was alluding to was, I've never been to a McDonald's where they didn't understand what I was saying per se. Like normally when you go to those McDonald's and they got like a whole bunch of Mexicans working in there, they have the ones who can speak English the best on the windows at the counter. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they put the ones who can barely speak that shit, but they put them on the fries. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Or put them in the back and cooking the burgers, because you can show them that. They don't got to know how to read. They just got to know what a burger look like. You feel me? But for the most part, they put the ones that speak English and has the least accent on the windows and shit. And I appreciate it. Thanks. But I don't feel like I'm ordering a fucking Big Mac value meal for my kid, you know what I'm saying, in Little Mexico somewhere. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know, in Guatemala some shit or where the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't sign up for that. All I did was drive to the other side of town. But I've never left the fucking state of Georgia. So I don't feel like I should have to struggle to understand what the fuck you saying. If you can't speak English, you shouldn't be on the fucking window. You should be cooking fries until you learn to speak English clear. It's that simple.
That's right.
So that's my take on it. Because I live here and this is America. I don't expect to pull up to a fucking McDonald's and have to say what I'm saying 30 times until you understand me.
That's right. And you got a very good point. I completely agree with you.
That's just me. Just like I should pull up to a motherfucking goddamn drive-thru and this bitch sitting up there talking to her motherfucking Bluetooth and her motherfucking nails some motherfucking long. I know they dirty up on that motherfucker touching my goddamn food. Red weave all down her motherfucking back when that shit ain't goddamn tied up. Ghetto as fuck, loud, laughing and shit while I'm trying to order my shit and ask you a question, bitch.
For real.
But I'm getting on you motherfuckers tomorrow. Anyway, now question number two. Does it annoy you when people in a place of business talk in a native tongue in front of you when you patronize there? Let's say you go to a store, a Chinese restaurant, and you want to eat some Chinese food. Look, I partake in the culture of other people. I love other kinds of food. Don't get me wrong. Good old soul food, grandmama cooking will always be number one on my list. But I love to try Chinese and Mexican food. Sometimes, you know, I try different things. I'm not boxed in like that. I try stuff. I know people who don't eat none of that shit. But I try it. But goddamn.
Yeah.
When I go to a Chinese restaurant and I'm talking to you about some of my order, whatever, and then somebody walks up to you, you feel me, and right while I'm sitting there talking to you or I'm discussing what's going on between us, you start talking in a whole other language and have a full conversation while I'm sitting there. And I'm like, to me, that's fucking rude as hell because I don't know if you fucking cussing me out or motherfucking nigga getting on my nerves or anything. Something that you probably wouldn't say English to while punching your fucking mouth. You understand what I'm saying? So, that gets on my nerve.
Yeah.
I don't like
and see, it ain't just like in the Chinese restaurants or the Mexican restaurant. It's in the motherfucking Applebee's. If I'm trying to order food and your homegirl walk up and then you just turn around and start having a conversation. Well, granted, I can hear and understand what the fuck you're saying, but I'm liable to say, look, bitch, I'm trying to order my goddamn food. Y'all can talk on your own motherfucking time.
But one is just fucked up customer service, and the other is just flat out rude way of excluding somebody who's actually paying money to support your business. And that's my whole thing. That's why I didn't word the question just in general. I said, does it annoy you when people in places of business talk in a native tongue in front of you when you patronize there? That means you come in there to spend money. You're green American. I'm not spending a yen when I come in this motherfucker. I'm not spending a peso when I come in this bitch. Therefore, I'm spending a green dollar in this motherfucker in America. I expect for you to just have some kind of, just. Don't do that. That really just ticks me the fuck off. And when they do that constantly, if I go somewhere and they do that like more than once, I don't go back to that restaurant. They lost a customer. That's how much it annoys me. I don't go back to that place. But you know, some restaurant. I got a friend and he's a Korean, and his dad, he works for his pops. You feel me? And they got a little store. And that motherfucker better not say anything in Korean when motherfucking customers are in the store or like right in front of a customer and his dad a snap because his dad gets it. His pop understands that's rude. You feel me? Because people don't understand what the fuck you're saying. You feel
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? His pop is like, we ain't even, he told me, like, his pops don't even let him speak in Korean in front of customers in the store. And I'm like, that's good. That's why I go to their store. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Because
hey,
like
that store too.
He realizes that he's in this country and he's making money off of people in this country. What is the harm in making sure that you communicate in a language that we understand when we here breaking bread with your ass? And I stopped
That's
going
right.
to a restaurant and shit like that. I will stop going to a fucking restaurant about some shit like that in a heartbeat. I will. I've done
yeah.
it before.
Yeah.
And I never came back. All right, third question. Have you ever had a conflict? Have you ever had a conflict with someone from another region or country because they tried to do things the way they did it, quote unquote, where they're from?
Yes, I have actually.
What was the conflict?
The conflict happened in Little Mexico, I like to call it, right around the way in Norcross. And this motherfucker, it was some Mexican dude, and I kept talking to him in English, right? And he talked half in English and half in Spanish, and then just keep talking in motherfucking Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Like, and he kept telling me no, and he kept telling me no and no, and I was telling him, nah, you motherfucking wrong. And we ended up getting into a tussle because I sometimes have a short temper, and I'm working on that now. But he ended up getting into it because he kept telling me I was wrong for talking in English. That's what I got. He was probably telling me I was wrong about something else, but I don't give a damn. If you're going to tell me I'm wrong about something, you better fucking tell me in English and not be talking to me in Spanish or none of that shit, then you wrong. And I'm
like... Well, my thing, I tell the people on the phone lines about my thing that happened to me, all right? I had neighbors back when me and my ex were living together, and we had a house together, and we had neighbors who were Mexican, you know what I'm saying? And they moved in next to us, and two things that they did it was two things. First thing is, they put they let their grass, you know, everybody in the neighborhood had nice grass and shit. You feel what I'm saying? They purposely ground down the grass in the yard, in the front yard. We didn't have a homeowners it wasn't a homeowners association, so there wasn't nobody to tell them not to do it. But they grounded down the grass in their front yard to make it dirt, and then put two big ass soccer goals in the middle of their fucking front yard.
What?
And played soccer in front of their front yard. Like, it looks like a soccer. Their front yard looks like a soccer field.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
And
they
then
really did that.
No, I'm not lying. And then there was nothing you could really do. You feel what I'm saying? And they were across the street, so they wasn't right next to us, which was cool. But still, I had to see it every day, and it was just annoying as fuck. I'm like, it's like coming home, and you know what I'm saying? You get somebody that's fucking from the hood or some trailer park trash, some shit, who used to being poor, and they got four cars sitting on bricks in the fucking front yard. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, take that shit back to the projects or the trailer park, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? These are $100,000 and up houses over this bitch. You're not in the fucking hood. You know what I'm saying? But we didn't have a homeowner association. It wasn't that kind of neighborhood. And then secondly, they used to let their kids, who were not small, I'm talking about like maybe two, maybe three-year-old kids, run around outside butt-ass naked playing. When I say butt naked, I mean butt naked. Like, no clothes on.
What about next?
No pamper. No, nothing. They used to let their kid, one was a girl, one was a boy, and they would let them, they would run outside and be running around in the yard. And, at first time I saw him do it, I thought it was like the little kid was about to get changed and he bust out the door and running. And I'm thinking the mom's going to run out any second and grab him. No. She sat outside, pulled up a chair, sat down. She doesn't speak any English, by the way. The wife doesn't. The man kind of sort of does. But the wife didn't speak a word of English. And sat down, popped open the fucking, I don't know what she had, but she was reading something, and let the little kid just run around butt naked in the yard. And I'm looking at him like,
what's
am I really tripping
and
seeing what I'm seeing? You feel what I'm saying? You know, I'm thinking to myself like, what the fuck is wrong with her? But I knew that must be something that they do in Mexico. Wherever the fuck she's at, wherever the fuck she's from in Mexico, it must be kosher to let your very small child run around pamperless, like, because maybe they don't have pampers or whatever. Run around your house naked is okay inside your house, but you can't let a child run around naked out in the open. So basically, that went on to the white lady next door to me. The white lady who lived next door to me called fucking defects on them. You know what I'm saying? But I'm looking like, even though I never advocate shit like that, I really hate quote-unquote nosy motherfuckers, and that's why I didn't do it myself, even though it bothered the shit out of me. And she done it. She did it more than once. It wasn't just one day. It was like all the time. You feel me? And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, I wanted to go over there and say something because I knew it wasn't going to take nothing but one time for that white lady that lived next door to us to see that shit, and it was going to pop. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I knew
if
she ever saw, because every time they did it, it would be during the day. I worked at night, and it would be during the day. And I worked at night.
You feel me? So I was home during the day, and I would see him. I was like, man, if this white lady was at home, she'd call the police on him. I'm telling you, because I know the white lady next door. She all right, she cool, but she don't play no crazy shit. She already complained about the soccer goals and shit, and I think she called the county on their ass, but the county said there was nothing they could do about it because that's their yard. They can fuck their grass up and put soccer goals in it if they want to because we didn't have a homeowners association. You feel what I'm saying? And
right.
So they did the shit, and then the fucking lady next door to me called. I knew. I was sitting over there one day, and my son's mom, who I was living with at the time, told me. She said, man, the white lady said she seen them. Had the kids out there yesterday with no pants on. I said, man, they do it all the time. I said, it just be during the day when y'all be at work, and I be home. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, she said, if you see it again, she's going to call DFACS. I swear, not even 2 days later, DFACS was over there at the crib. You feel what I'm saying? The police. And shit, you feel me? But the whole thing is, I don't know if anybody didn't tell her, if she didn't know. I'm assuming that she just didn't know. But I'm like, do you see anybody else's kids on this block running outside butt naked in the fucking yard? I don't give a fuck. Like, literally, open. When I tell you naked, I mean butt naked. To me, she deserved it because I know you know that they don't do this shit in America. And I know y'all, they had a big-ass Mexican flag up in one of their windows for a curtain and shit. And they was proud of being from Mexico, and that's cool. I ain't really have no problem with them and shit like that. Even though they y'all looked at a fucking wreck. And it just made everybody on that side of the street, like two people on each side of them, I was pissed the fuck off about it and everything. But they was like, fuck it, they Mexican and proud type shit. Okay. But, bitch, one thing about it, you really over here in America, you really can't literally just do what the fuck you want to do. And so they had to show them the hard way. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
That day, I never seen those kids outside. Yeah, after that day, I never seen those kids outside running around naked ever again. And rightfully so, because we don't do that shit here. But she should have never did that in the first place. The neighbor should never have had to call the police on her for that because, bitch, you're not in Mexico no more. And I know you see that. We don't do that shit over here. Because you ain't never seen no other kid on this come outside butt naked and run around play for hours. So what the fuck make you think you can do it? And think nobody on the block is going to say anything to you. Now, granted, I let it ride because I just hate the fucking police. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not the snitch type. You feel what I'm saying? So I it pissed me off. I never said anything because I'm just not a snitch type motherfucker. But I knew as soon as the lady next door to me, who's like the average American white lady, seen it, I already knew what was going to happen. So that's why I didn't do it myself. I said, all it's going to take is for Miss Nancy next door to see that shit. She saw it one time, let it ride. Second time, it was a wrap. They was out there. You feel what I'm saying? So my whole thing with that whole thing is she should have never even done that shit. You feel what I'm saying? She should have never. I don't fuck what they do in Mexico. Bitch, you over in America, you don't see kids running around butt naked outside. I don't give a fuck how hot it is. And it was hot. It was in the summer. But we put clothes on our fucking children when they go out the door, bitch. Follow suit. Or you're going to get the motherfucking people put on you. And that's what happened. So, that was my experience with it. That was my experience with it. And I didn't really have a run-in with them. You feel what I'm saying? It's just to me, I was just like, what the fuck? You know, why they, and it's not, see when I posted the link to the show, I knew people were going to be like, oh, you know, he's on his bullshit again, blah, blah, blah. This, if you saw that, what would you do? What would you do? I mean.
What would I do?
I probably should have called the damn people on them, you know. But I knew it wasn't because they were neglected. You feel what I'm saying? I knew they wasn't being neglected. You
it
feel me?
Because
it was their culture. But I'm like, you can't. There's just some shit you got to leave over there where the fuck you at. And so somebody had to that you just can't do that. Oh, last question. I got to get to some more calls. Oh, 347-934-0966. Make sure you hit the number one if you're on the line if you want to talk. Make sure you hit the number one if you're on the line if you want to talk. All right, I got some people on the line, but you guys got to hit the number one if I want so I can come to your line. Question number four for you. Should we make English an official language in this country? Should it be an official language? People say there shouldn't be an official language in this country because we got so many people that's from other places. But this is like one of the biggest countries in the world that don't have an official language.
Yeah, we need a fucking official language.
Well, is it English? Should it be English? Because then you got people that say...
English.
They're like, why the fuck? Why has it got to be English? Why can't it be that? But whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, realistically, it's got to be.
I'm going to tell them wrong. It's going to be English because goddamn America was founded by Great fucking Britain. The English.
Yeah. That's the language that we normally speak around here, even though we all have our own slang and twist that we put on it depending on your region. It's at the end of the day, it's based on American English. It's called, actually now it's called American English. You got Old English. You got Old English. You got, you know what I'm saying? You got the European form of English that they got today. And you got American English, which is what we all, which is what most of the people in this country speak. Most people. Even the black people, white people, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if I was in the air on it because the thing about it, there's a lot of things that come with making it an official language legally and shit like that, that you know what I'm saying, could cause a hardship or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that doesn't stop people from putting, if you know you got a high population of Hispanic people somewhere, then, you know, if you got a business, then you can put out two flyers or two things. Like, you can put out the English menu and the Spanish-speaking menu, or have it, like, you know, have it, you know how menus have it, where you got English and then right up under it, in Spanish, like, if you know you got a high concentration of a certain ethnic group of people living within your business, that only makes sense, because you're only going to hurt yourself as a business if you don't do that. You feel what I'm saying? Feel me?
Now, you know what made me mad? I walked into a restaurant one time, and the whole fucking menu was in Spanish. I took it up to the front, and I was like, I can't read this shit.
Uh-huh.
And then they can barely speak damn English. They telling me what it is in Spanish. I'm like, no, you know what? Fuck this. I'm out of here.
I wouldn't eat at a restaurant in this country that didn't have English on the menu. You can have your native language, the bigger one, but you're gonna have the English version of what the fuck that is up under it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or I'm just not gonna eat at your restaurant. I'm just not feeling that. I don't do that. All right, young Pat, stay on the phone line. Thanks for calling the show, homie. You dig?
You know, bro. You know it.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm gonna go to the next call. They got their hand raised. If you wanna talk, you gotta raise them, hit the number one on the keypad, or I just keep talking to whoever. But I got somebody who raised their hand. So next up, Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on?
What's going on? How you doing? Thanks for calling the show. Episode 173. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right. Episode 173. You live here now. Now, so far, you've been on the phone for a minute. Do you think what I'm saying is racist in any way?
No.
You think what I'm saying is like closed-minded, being a spoiled American, as they like to say.
Why is that being a spoiled American if you went anywhere else in the country? America is the only place that I know of that when people move here from other countries, we cater to them. We allow them to, you know, and like you were saying, if you want to do it in your house, that's fine. If that's your business and you want to have, you know, a Spanish sign or, you know, Chinese or whatever, but you still have one in English, too. But America is the only place I know, only country I know where people from other countries, others, wherever you come from, you come here and we cater to you. We allow you to not learn English and, you know, you going to do what you want to do and that's what it's going to be. Shit, I can't move to Paris and not learn to speak French.
Right. I mean, you could.
I could go visit and not learn to speak French because I could survive for a little while. But I mean, eventually, I'm gonna want to go somewhere, and there may not be somebody that understands English well enough or speaks English. Because yes, there are people there that speak English as a second language. But if I'm gonna move there, I need to learn French. I'm just saying.
Right. Right, and that's the thing about it. I'm talking about people who actually live here. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with visiting somewhere, but and the thing about it is, no one is. I'm not saying put a gun to anyone's head and tell them to celebrate Christmas, motherfucker, or speak English or get out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that. That's not what the show is about. The show is about when they bitch and complain and make it seem like we should allow them to use their native tongue in certain situations and settings that are public settings that may have something to do with a program or something that's funded by taxpayers in this country. You feel what I'm saying? Anything like that, anything of the sort, anything like that right there, you need to speak English.
Right.
If you want to get a job, if you want to get a job in America for an American company and you don't speak English, you should be perfectly fine for me to say, fuck that. Hell no, you can't get a job here because you can't speak English good enough. And I should not have to worry about getting a lawsuit or be, you know, branded a racist or a bigot or closed-minded or anything, because that just makes fucking good sense to me. I don't understand. So that's just my issue with it. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and get to the questions real quick. Cause I mean, well, before I move on, now you live in Well, no, I'm gonna ask you that when I ask you one of the questions. Do you think people from other countries need to adapt to our way of living, language, laws, and customs if they live here?
Yes.
Now you live in Gwinnett County.
I live in Gwinnett County. I'm ready to move. Okay, yes.
Which has you're saying that why? Because you know what I'm about to ask you. Because if you don't, okay, that is the northern part. For people listening on the line who don't know, that's the northern part of Atlanta, Georgia. That's the northern side of Atlanta. That's north metro Atlanta, and it has a very high population of Hispanics. Shitload of them. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like Mexicans, do not live in Gwinnett County. If you don't like Hispanics, I highly suggest that's the part of Atlanta that you don't live in, because there's a lot of them there. So,
right.
You said you're ready to move. Why? When you say, the way
I
you
mean,
said
it. It's not that I don't like them, but it's getting to be a high concentration of like Asians also, and I get tired of sometimes when I drive down the street and I go a little bit past here, all the signs are in like Chinese or Asian. I don't know what the hell that say. I mean, and it's big and bold, and then you have to like get up on. Get up on the store to see if it has an English name or what it is. Like, down Pleasant Hill, there's like a whole little shopping center, and it's nothing but, like, every sign is in Asian. And I'm like, well, what the hell is this? Is this a code or some shit? I mean, because I can't read shit. I don't know what it is.
So do you think that as a business, by law, they should be made to put those fucking signs in English because we in fucking America?
Yes, I mean, like I said, it's fine if you want to have your native language or whatever on there also, but you're in the United States. How you going to have a sign and it's completely in another language and you in America? Just because you may cater to Asians or whatever, then that makes you think you don't have to have your sign in English? That's not right. I don't like that. And then it's the same thing if you go on certain parts of Buford Highway. It's
size
in Spanish. Hell, I took Spanish in high school and a little bit in college. I can't read all of that crap.
So they're gonna say, well, it's your fault. You should be they're gonna say, well, if you want to read the signs, learn Spanish. Or if not, then oh well.
Motherfucker, learn English. You in America, learn English.
Well, they know English. No, most of the time. See the thing about it is,
some of them don't. Some of them don't. And that's my other problem with it. You put these signs up because you really don't. A lot of them, like the smaller stores or whatever, where they're catering to their own people, they really don't want other people to come in there. So that's why they put the signs up, because they don't want to learn English. They don't want to have to communicate with you in English. They want to speak their native language. And I'm like, well, why the hell you move to America then if you don't want to interact with other people? Go back wherever you came from.
So then Americans who, well, now we're in America, so fuck it. I'm not even gonna try to reverse it because we're here. Fuck that. They came here. I'm gonna go to the next question. Does it annoy you when people in a place of business talk in a native tongue in front of you when you patronize there, especially for you women when y'all go get y'all nails done by Ming Lee?
Oh my God, that
you wanna call her?
That irks the hell out of me. Like, okay, I like different foods. So I've gone to, like, you know, the Japanese restaurant and had sushi. And I understand if I order something and you turn around to the guy in the kitchen, because maybe he don't speak English. That's why he in the damn kitchen. And you say my order and whatever. I'm all right with that. I might feel a little kind of way, because I'm like, well, shit, she could have been sitting that shit. But I also understand that maybe he's in the kitchen because he don't speak English, or maybe he don't speak it well. But when you waiting on me or you serving me or something, and you just bust out and start, you know, having a conversation with somebody else in whatever language, I'm looking like, well, what the hell are you talking about me? Especially at the nail shop. I got up and left one nail shop because she sitting here doing my nails and she was trying to talk to me in English, and then all of a sudden another chick came up and they just started talking, and I was like, well, what the hell? I thought they were saying something about work related, but they just hee-heeing and laughing, and I was like, that hurt, because she was following my name. I was like, that hurt. She's so busy having her little conversation, she ain't paying attention to me. She found my nail and hit the part. I was like, bitch, I'm about to whoop your ass, and I got up and left.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you too busy. your mouth and whatever, because you don't want me to understand what you're talking about.
That's the thing about it. That's the thing about it. Like, if it was, it's not about whether they are or not or they're not saying anything negative about you. You feel what I'm saying? That's not the point. You feel what I'm saying? The point is, you know fucking well there's a great possibility if I don't speak your native tongue or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That I don't probably know that. And since I'm spending money with you, it's a simple show of respect to me for coming in here supporting your fucking business. That's my motherfucking problem with it. It's like, I'm helping your motherfucking ass who came over here from another country because whatever reason your ass here, you left that other fucked up country for whatever reason because it's fucked up. You bring your fucking ass over here and now you want to set up a business and I'm trying to show you some love, patronize with you. I'm fucking with you from a service standpoint. And then you just like, right. You like, just start talking in some other fucking foreign language. Like, I don't know, man. I just have a real, real problem with it. And I don't, if somebody does that to me, when I go into that store, if they do that shit, I swear I'm not going back. I'm not going back. I'm not going to go back to that fucking place. I'm not going to spend my money there if you're going to sit here and do that shit. And the funny thing about it is they know that people don't like it. It's not like they don't
they
know.
They know.
They know people don't like it. They know people don't like it.
They know. Because I went in this one. I went in and you know what? And you know who else does it too. Like, I don't know if anybody else had this experience, but like, in the braid shop where, you know, it's the African chicks that braid your hair, you know, they speak like French or Swahili or whatever, and they do that shit too, and I'm like, bitch, what the hell are you saying? And see, I took French too, so they sitting there one time, and they just going in, and they just talking or whatever, and I fussed out, and I said something in English, but I was responding to what she said in French, and they both stopped and looked at me, I was like, yeah, I know what the hell y'all just said, why y'all need to speak English?
Right. Right.
And they was like, oh, we didn't mean to offend you. I was like, that stuff. And I was like, you shouldn't. And I told her, you know, because it was a kind of younger girl. And I was like, when you're waiting on customers, I was like, that's just good customer service. I think it's fine if you do that, you know, when ain't nobody in here or whatever. I said, but when you're waiting on customers to make them feel more comfortable, you shouldn't do your stuff. Like, I was like, because a lot of people will get offended and they will get up and walk out or not come back.
Right, exactly, and that's me, because if I don't see how y'all women do it, man, I couldn't do it. Y'all got to deal with it way more, because y'all got the Koreans with the nail shit, the Africans with the braids and the hair shit. I don't see how y'all do it.
You even got to, even 9 out of 10 beauty supply stores is Asian or Korean or whatever, so, I mean, we deal with it way more, because you can't even go into a beauty supply store to buy anything, just whatever.
Right. And so, like I said, to me, it's not even about me hating on the fact that I can't speak your language. I don't give a fuck, because I'm not gonna probably ever go to your fucking country or move. I'm not gonna go to your country and move anyway, because that's why your fucking ass here, because your country sucks, probably. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason, your ass is here. So it ain't like I'm really just missing anything out. So it's not that I'm jealous that I can't speak your language or no fucking shit like that. It's not even that. It's just the fact that, look, damn it, you know, if I'm paying my motherfucking money and over here in America, the least you can fucking do is speak English when you fucking waiting on me or I'm breaking my bread off in this motherfucker. So let me go to the next question.
That's how I feel, because I'm big on customer service, because I worked in customer service for years, and that just really irks the hell out of me when people do shit like that. I'd be like, really?
Yeah. You're going to love tomorrow's show. Anyway, have you had, question number three, have you ever had a conflict with someone from another country or region because they tried to do something their way in their native country that was fucking like crazy as hell? Like, have you ever had a conflict with, you know, somebody from another country who tried to do some shit? I guess you kind of just said right then and speaking it on.
Well,
speaking
I had. Yeah, that, but I also, you know, back, I'm from Michigan, and, you know, we had, actually, we have tried to get a high Indian, like, you know, Pakistan or Gateway. And I don't know what the hell they was, but they wasn't, you know, black or white or whatever. But, you know, they Indian, Pakistani, Arab, whatever. And, you know, they want to buy all the gas stations.
Uh-huh.
We didn't actually, until I left, and I've been gone for like 6 years now, but until I left and like went back, we didn't have like a lot of Mexicans, Latinos, whatever. We had like, I said, the Indian, they rap, whatever. But when they first moved there, you know, turn on all the gas stations, and you go in, and I guess they have this thing about putting money in women's hands, or in some regions that's not, whatever. And you're not going to just throw my change back at me on the counter after I done just gave you some money. Oh, no, you know what? Take this shit and give me all of my money back. Because, I mean, that's just rude to me, but I guess that's their culture. And it was that. I was just like, I want my money back. I don't want none of this shit. I'm not going to pump my gas because you're not going to be throwing my change at me. And basically, that's kind of what he did. I would have been maybe okay and a little bit more understanding if he would have placed it on the counter, but he kind of threw it at me like, Get the hell out. So we got into it in the store. I was like, I don't know who the fuck you are. I was like, you in the United States of America. You better get your shit together. Now give me my money back, and you keep all of this bullshit that I just bought.
So did you get your money back?
Yeah, he gave me my money back. I was like, the police station was right around the corner, and at the time I worked for the city, and I worked for the mayor and the commissioners, and the police department was connected to City Hall. I was like, I work for the mayor. I was like, so I can call the police right now on my cell phone, and, you know, we can get it popping. I was like, you gonna give me my money back while I have the police up here. I was like, because I ain't left the store. I'm giving you your goods back. I want my money back.
Right.
So then he was getting that's when he tried to explain that that was their culture or whatever. And I was like, I don't, at this point,
But wait, it was their culture not to put money in a woman's hand?
He said that it was their culture not to touch another woman in any kind of way unless it's your wife or your daughter or your mother or your sister.
Bitch, you in America! I don't give a fuck what your culture is, okay?
I understand that, but you in America. I said, you know what? Women come and spend money. I guess over there, mostly men do all the, you know, exchange for goods or whatever, buying all this. I was like, well, look, you need to realize, you in America, women shop probably way more than men, so you're going to deal with a lot more women. So you're going to get over there, I said, because especially black women, you ain't going to get away with throwing money at them or throwing they change at them and think they either going to accept it or continue to come back here. I was like, so you've explained it, but I'm still pissed off, so give me my money back.
Yeah, I can understand that totally. You feel me? I can understand that totally. That would have pissed me off too. I mean, I don't know, man. That's what I'm saying. I'm not telling them to abandon their culture. But when you come to another country, you have to adapt. You got to adapt.
Right.
You got to adapt. You are not in Pakistan or wherever the fuck you think you at anymore. You're not in fucking Mexico anymore. Some shit you just can't do the same way. See, the thing about it is, it's funny. Now, if they break a law or they do some shit culture like you know, like the story not too long ago when they cut the little they cut their daughter's clit off because that's how they do it in Africa and shit, and they fucking you know they it was a big deal because they got charged, you feel me, but a lot of people like from their homeland, like you know they every large population or whoever got some kind of league, like we got the NAACP, they got some kind of league of whoever the fuck country he was from, of people who for rights of them, their rights in this country, you feel what I'm saying, and they tried to sue and everything, and tried to go to war and all that, but I'm like, motherfucker, you in America, you can't cut your daughter's clit off in this motherfucker, and in your house now, you didn't take her to a, no, he took her to not a real, the guy was a doctor, he was a doctor from that other country, and he was performing, a legal surgery, so bitch, you already breaking the law, because you ain't got a license to practice that shit over here in America, even though that's what you used to do over there, and B, that shit is still legal, because you forcing the child to do some shit that she don't want to have done to her, so really it's child abuse, and I remember when they brought the case up, you know what I'm saying, the guys, their whole thing was, that's our culture, that's how we do it and all that right there, and her mama was consenting to it and shit. But I'm like, motherfucker, if that's what you want to do, take your fucking ass back to, I think they were from somewhere, from somewhere in Africa. I'm going to take your fucking ass back.
They do all kind of, they do that shit over there. And it's like now, even some places over there are lobbying against it because it's like, why y'all, you know, y'all just, y'all making these lives, these little girls' lives horrible. I mean, as soon as she get of a certain age, y'all cutting shit off and sewing shit up. Talk about that's some, ensure that she'll be a virgin when she gets married.
Right.
Look at her. You sewing some shit up. I mean, they like literally like were sewing it up closed to like
right.
Their, where when she had her cycle, it was causing problems because they sewed it up. They sewed her up so tight that her monthly cycle, couldn't even get out of college, and I had a medical problem, and I'm like, y'all don't understand, y'all hurting these girls. I mean, it was girls that were dying because they getting all this waste and stuff, and then, you know, they got doctors that's doing this shit that don't even know what they doing, but they doctors over there, and one girl, they sewed her up, they sewed her urethra closed, she couldn't even pee. Y'all think this is cool? I don't understand how y'all right. think that, you know,
but that's their culture. That's their culture.
That's their culture. But I'm just saying, right, if you want to do that, go back over there. Don't come here and think you can bring everything that you did over there here, because some things is not gonna fly.
Right, and that would be one. I mean, that's one amongst things. But my whole
point, I think that's child abuse for real. That's, I mean, you in danger.
Jail. They went to jail. In that particular case, they got locked the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? They actually ended up getting, the doctor that did it got deported. The guy who performed the procedure got deported. You feel me? And I think they were trying to deport the mom too. The guy, the father had became a naturalized citizen, so they couldn't do it to him. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But that was just crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I don't know. That's just utterly ridiculous. So if you're gonna come to America. If you're going to come to America, you can't be cutting your daughter's clit off because you think you can't be, you know, you can't just be doing shit that you think you can get away with because this is your house. You can't do that here.
Right. All right?
You can't do the shit here. If you want to do that shit, if that's how you want to live, stay where you at. It's like people, see, the thing about it is they want to get their cake and eat it too. They want to come over here with all the money at and get the stores and run out of shit, but then keep it how they had it on. Oh, no, motherfucker. When you bring your ass over here and get these green dollars, bitch, you're going to have to goddamn change cultures. You got to change clothes, switch sides, switch train of thought, all that shit. If you want to come get this fucking money. If not, stay your ass over there in your broke ass third world country and get it how you live. That's just how I feel. I don't give a fuck who like it. Fuck you if you don't like it. All right, stay on the line, Michigan girl. I got another caller raising their hand, all right? All
right.
All right, 850-319. You're on the air with K100. What's popping?
Hey, what's good? This is Tina. I just want to comment on today's topic. I just want to say I don't have no problem of the way when they were over in their own motherland and they come to the States, if they, you know, want to stick to their own culture or whatever, I don't have no problem with that. But as for the language and the laws, yes, they got to abide by them because this is the States. And as for talking in a different language, even though it might bother some people, it don't bother me. I think because the way I've been around people, and plus my mom, she's from the island, so with her talking a different language, it doesn't bother me with anybody else talking a different language either.
Let me ask you this. Does it bother you? I'm not saying this shit. This is the only time it really bothers me. The only time people talking in their native tongue gets to me is when I come to your store. Let's say, for instance, you got a store. And I come there and I patronize at your store. I'm paying money to you. I'm paying you money to come get your goods and services. And you break out into a conversation, literally, with a coworker or anyone else in that fucking store that doesn't speak English while I'm sitting right there. I don't know what the fuck you're saying. I don't know if you're talking about my order. I don't know if you're talking about go spend my fucking food because I didn't leave you enough of a tip and my to-go plate. What the fuck ever. I really don't give a shit. The point is, that is rude as fuck to me. You feel what I'm saying? If I'm sitting right here in front of you and you know I don't speak this language and I'm paying money.
I can understand that.
You feel what I'm saying? That's when
that.
It really, 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 really gets under my fucking skin. That's when it really pissed me off. Now, I'm not telling
anybody. I can understand that.
So you don't care when they do that, even when you're paying money for their establishment?
I understand what you're saying on that part, but it doesn't, I'm going to be straight, it doesn't really faze me that much because when I'm around, like, okay, let me just put it this way. When I'm around, like, my mom's peoples or whatever, they'll break out with a conversation. And I guess since I've been around it so much, it doesn't affect me really.
Well, that's because you're multicultural. I mean, you're biracial. You feel me? And you get that at home, but we don't get that at home. Most of the people in this country don't get that at home. So you gotta take that into consideration when you pay when people are paying their money to use your business and use your establishment.
Yes, I understand that too.
You can do it.
I guess it doesn't really like sink into me like that because especially when I'm at the nail shop. And that goes on a lot. they'll stop what they're doing. They'll just start talking in their language as well. It doesn't, you know, it makes me wonder, but then at the same time, I'm like used to it.
Really? I guess, well, I don't know. The questions might not really apply to you since you come from a multiracial background and you've had to listen to it your whole life. Have you ever had a conflict with someone from another region or country because they try to do things their way, even though you're in America? Like, have you ever had somebody try to do some shit, maybe on your mother's side of the family, you know, try to do some, like, old-school Filipino shit or Thai shit? What is it? Filipino, right?
Right.
Filipino-like type stuff where, and over here, that's not the way it goes. Like, Toad said that you should dress a certain way or you should do some kind of customary shit, but you weren't raised over there. You were raised here.
Raised both. But let me tell you this. I guess with the newer age people from overseas, the way they dress, that's how they do. My mom's more old school, but I will tell you this, not to jump off the subject. When I was overseas, when I lived in Spain, put it this way, I spoke English, but the people that I did hang around with, they were Spaniards.
Uh-huh.
They can speak English, but what they told me was like, since you are here, you're going to have to talk like we do. And so that's how I picked up Spanish quick, because that's the only way they wanted to translate and speak with me. So that's why I'm like trilingual. So I can talk enough just to get by. But I didn't have to, like, change the way that I was. I just had to basically get down with their lingo.
Okay, and I'm not mad at them for that because your ass was over in Spain. You know what I'm saying? She was in fucking Spain. They had the right to say that shit to you. Just like
right.
If they bring their Spanish asses over here in America, I turn that shit right back on the motherfucker, pop English, or we ain't talking.
Right.
That's how I am. I don't want to talk to you in your fucking... And if you're going to be somewhere... In a customer service position, in a position where you got to patronize people who spend green American dollars, you need to be able to speak English. If you can't...
Yes, and I understand that, too. Yes, I understand that.
Put them in the kitchen. Put them in the kitchen if they can't speak English. Put them in the fucking kitchen.
I really understand what you're saying on that topic because it's like this. If we're spending money with you and this is the form of business, then the way I'm speaking to you is the same way you need to be speaking back. I understand that.
That's my point. You know
what
I'm saying?
And I can dig that and I understand that.
Okay. What about all the signs? Like when you go somewhere and it's like all the signs are in another language. Like over here in certain parts of Atlanta, you got certain parts of the damn a hole for blocks. It's like you don't even see any signs except the street signs. Like none of the restaurants or nothing. You can't read none of that shit. But we're in America. This is Georgia at that. This ain't even New York.
I was going to say, I know I've been in New York and I've seen that. But you know, with Georgia itself, you have a lot of countries in that area too. So that right there.
What do you mean? Wait, stop. You said you have a lot of countries in that area. No, the hell you don't. You got America in that area. It's Georgia. There's only one country in that area. It's the United States of America, the state of Georgia. That's the only country that's in that area. Now, you got people from other places in that area.
Well,
but they
are from different countries. I apologize. From different countries in Georgia.
And they should.
And
they're in Georgia, right? So why can't I read the signs? The Constitution of the state of Georgia is written in English. All the laws on the books are written in English. All the street signs are in English. Why the fuck is your store sign in Vietnamese or Spanish?
Well, I know they have it both. I've seen that. They will have both different, their language and then some English.
Some of them have straight up. And I think, I think that should be against the law. That's my personal opinion. I think that should be against the law for them to not, to totally have no form of English on their signs. On the outside,
but you know, the United States has a lot of countries already, you know, in the U.S. So.
So what? They're still here.
I know.
I'm here. Once you get, like I said earlier, this goes for people who come from up north and come down south and think that we gotta adopt today's swag. No, motherfucker, you bring your ass down to the country, get like us, just like I can't. Just like I can't go to the south side of Chicago and wear my motherfucking hat the same way I do right now in Clayton County. When I move, if I go to the south side of Chicago, guess what? I got to take that motherfucking hat off or keep that motherfucker straight if I want to live. All right? That's the rule where I'm at when I go there. So same thing applies to me. And my thing is, I'm not telling anybody to do anything that I wouldn't do. If I went to Mexico, if I went to Spain, if I went to Vietnam, if I'm going there to stay, I will, in fact, learn the language and the cultures and adapt. I do my own American shit in my house. I listen to my own American music in my car. But when I come out to patronize and spend my money with you, I'll speak to you in Vietnamese. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple for me. It's that simple. I don't understand. But okay. Well, I'm going to go to the next call. Thanks for calling
Bye.
In. I'm glad you called. You got a multiracial background. I'm glad you called. All right. Shay.
Hey.
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you press the number one if you want to talk to me. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. So, Shay.
Mm-hmm.
What episode 173, my bad. You live here now. What do you think about what we're saying? Do you think that people from other countries need to adapt to our way of living as far as language, laws, and customs if they want to live here? Not abandon theirs, but adapt to ours also.
I think that if they're in the United States of America, then they're going to have to adapt and be a little bit Americanized, so to speak. If they're in a country that speaks English, then they should speak English. If they're at home or among family or just like out and about, just generalize, socializing, they can speak their native language. That doesn't bother me at all. But overall, I mean, just like we can't go to Spain or France or somewhere and still speak English and expect to just blend right in or for them to just understand everything we're talking about, they need to speak English when they're over here.
Right. Okay. I'm glad that most of my callers are pretty much agreeing. For what I'm saying, it's funny though. I don't know why. Let me ask you this: do you think that what I'm talking about tonight sounds like something a Republican white person would be saying?
No, I don't. I think it's something that maybe some of the people that are doing these types of things really need to hear, because maybe they really don't realize just how offensive it comes across. I mean, maybe because they're not in the other side. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they don't care, and then maybe they just don't realize just how offensive it really does come off as being. Like, you don't care about your customer, or you don't care about the person, that's patronizing you. And it really makes a big difference.
Yeah. I think, Shay, this is my opinion. I think they know, but don't give a fuck, Shay. I think they don't care. I really do think that's the stance of, come on, do you get your nails done from a Korean?
You know what? Sometimes I do, but most of the time, I'm going to be honest with you, I try my hardest to only patronize black businesses, black-owned businesses when it comes to certain things like that, because I can't like that. I go out of my way to go to the black-owned hair shop because I don't want to walk in there and have Ching Lee or whoever telling me, oh, this kind of hair look good for you. I need a black person to say, girl, that ain't your texture. You need this yakki or whatever.
Right.
I don't want to walk in there and hear them talking all kind of different language, and I'm asking them questions and trying to interact with them. I mean, that's fine if they, on their own doing it, but when I'm in your store and I'm talking to you and I'm asking you something, I need you to speak to me in English so that I know that you know what you're talking about. Otherwise, I need to take my business somewhere else.
Exactly. So, I don't know, but I think they know, Shay. I think they know that they,
I
think they know what's been.
One time, I was getting my nails done. Well, I was just getting a manicure or whatever, and I'm real particular about the shape of my nails. I don't want them too long, want them too short. So I was telling the chick this, and she's, following nails or whatever, and she, turned her head, first of all, and started talking to somebody else. Now, mind you, she's filing my nail, and I didn't told her specifically how I want it filed. She turned her head, still filing, so I jerked my hand back. And she said, something wrong? I said, you're not listening to me. I said, I don't want you to do this. I said, give me the nail file. So I took it and did it myself. I said, now, you can just polish them. And she did not get a sip, because usually I sip them very well, and I haven't been back to them since. But she's so busy, talking all the third language or whatever, and she wasn't even conversing with me. Usually I go in there, I'll purposely strike up a conversation just so they have to speak to me in English, because I'm not going to speak to them in whatever language. I'm going to be speaking English. So if I strike up a conversation, they have to respond, so that means they're going to have to speak in English.
That's, I guess that's a good idea, even though you shouldn't have to go to those extents. But it, still, if you don't want to talk, that's cool. But if they're going to talk, I bet you the lady that was sitting right next to her that she was talking to speak English too. So why the fuck
that's
can't you
saying.
Just speak English? If you're going to sit here and have a conversation.
Because I was like, well, if y'all want to talk, then let's talk. I just made up something, started talking about something so that they would have to correspond with me.
Right, exactly. And they know that. See, that the thing about it that irks me is, just my personal opinion, I think they all know it. Okay, next question. Does it annoy you? Oh, you already just said that. You already answered that question basically anyway. I'll go to the next one. Have you ever had a conflict with someone from another region of the country because they tried to do something culturally their way, like maybe a neighbor who wanted to do some shit to their yard or anything like that, and it was their custom, and you're like, what the hell? We don't do that over here. Anything like that. Have you ever had a conflict with anyone that tried to do something their way and their custom?
I can't think of a conflict that I've had lately. Like little business kind of thing. Like going to a shop or something like that, and just having a little difficulty or whatever, and I just don't go back there anymore. Like I say, I'll just try to make a point at only patronizing. Not to say that I only patronize black businesses, but if it's something that I can get from a black owned business, I will go there versus going to the Asian shop down the street.
Hmm.
I just try to avoid the conflict.
I mean, is it really a conflict though? You feel me? I mean, it shouldn't even be a, that's the thing about it. Why? It shouldn't even be a conflict. Like, I think that these kind of conversations, this is one of those conversations where, you know how sometimes white people are afraid to talk about certain things because it might be offensive to black people? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, like sometimes they just shy away from talking about certain things because they don't want to offend black people or blah, 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 whatever. I think this is the kind of conversation that even black people or most Americans in general shy away from, you feel me? Because, you know, it makes it sound like this.
They're
like
not concerned about if whether or not they offend me when they're saying, you know, whatever they're saying. I don't know if they're talking about me. I don't know what they're talking about. I'm getting my pedicure done. She could be talking about my feet.
Yeah. Did you see the wall with somebody posted on my wall on the wall for the event today?
Mm-hmm.
This is what someone said. This is my friend Ravella. And I respect. I'm gonna read this to everybody that's on the phone line. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right. It says you're really passionate about this, but you have a case of xenophobia. All right. I like interacting with people from all parts of the world and learning their cultures. It's interesting to learn about other parts of the world from an individual's perspective, opposed to what's depicted in a book or mass media. It's my belief that individuals should hold on to their customs and beliefs and be proud of them and where they're from. That includes their native tongue, rituals, the way they prepare food, etc. We live in a free world for the most part, and people that migrate to America should be afforded the freedom to incorporate their culture within our society. This is the part that got me. People should be afforded the freedom to incorporate their culture into our society. Why?
They can incorporate our culture into theirs since they're over here. Why do we need to incorporate theirs into ours? We're already here. We've already established something that works for everybody here. That's why we're here, because we're all getting along. We're all in this little pot, and we're all doing this, like, cohesive thing. Why do we need to come and have someone else come and say, okay, well, I speak Swahili, so now everybody on this side of the street is going to speak Swahili, and that's just the way it's going to be. No, you need to speak English. If you want to speak Swahili while you're at home or whatever, but if you have a business, don't expect your little signs or whatever to be in Swahili and your price tag to be in Swahili and think you're going to have American money who speak English, because we're not going to understand it.
Right, and I'm not even going to go in your store. If I drive by your fucking store and your whole sign has no English, your menu don't have no English in it, why the fuck would I come in and spend money with you?
You don't even know enough
as a patron to even attempt to communicate me with in a language I can speak. I don't give a fuck how good your food is. You can have the best Jamaican food or the best Chinese food, whatever. If I come to this motherfucker and my waiter don't speak English and my fucking menu ain't in English and your signs ain't in English, I'll never eat your fucking food. It's not going to happen.
It's disrespectful to your customers.
That's crazy as hell to me. Xenophobia, by the way, is defined as the hatred or fear of foreigners or strangers or their politics or culture. You feel what I'm saying?
It's not hatred or fear. It's just a matter of, like, respect the way of living over here enough to take the time to learn about it and to take the time to adapt to it.
Right. I'm not scared of Mexicans. I'm not scared of Vietnamese people. I'm not scared of Chinese people. I don't fear them. I don't fear their cultures. I don't hate them. But, motherfucker, you live in America. You got to adapt. You came here.
It's one thing to share your beliefs or your natural customs or whatever with somebody, and it's another thing to completely force them onto somebody else. You can't do that, you know.
Well, are we forcing America on
them?
Are we forcing America?
Ain't nobody forced them to come here. Unless they came here as slaves, and they weren't forced to come here.
He's there. Touche. There's no argument. Stay on the line, I got another caller raising their hand, all right?
Okay.
770-256, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
What's going on? Who's this?
It's Tor.
Oh, what up, homie?
What's going on?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show, dog. You feel me? I got my homeboy from back in the day. I ain't talked to my man in a long, some years, man. How you doing, homie?
Hey, I'm good, man. Hey, look. I go to a little Jamaican restaurant the other day. I took my son out there with me. We get to the counter, I'm looking at the menu. I can't read nothing on the menu.
Uh-huh.
And the lady started telling me the food is good. I say, well, I can't even read Jamaican. Do you have a menu in English? She
said,
no. So she tried to tell me what she had on the menu.
Uh-huh.
I said, no, that's okay. Then she got mad when I decided to leave and not spend my money there.
Now let me ask you this. Was the sign for the place in English?
The sign for the place was in English. But once I got in, the menu was not in English.
This type of shit I be talking about, man. Like, and then why get mad at me because if you want me to spend these green American dollars at your store, but you ain't got enough courtesy to goddamn communicate with me in a language that you know I speak. What would it would take for her to put the English version of whatever they having right up under that so I can understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't spend my money at places like that either, dog. I've been talking about that the whole show. I don't break bread with people like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And earlier today when I posted up what I'm going to be talking about on the show today, someone said I had xenophobia, which is a hatred or fear of foreigners or strangers. Hey, man, I love Jamaicans. You feel what I'm saying? I want me a Jamaican chick. Right. Bring her. You know what I'm saying? I heard they got that vibe. But the point is, when it comes down to doing business, when it comes down to you moving to America and being a part of this culture and shit, you got to assimilate yourself because you left, for whatever reason, you left Jamaica, which I know, nigga. Matter of fact, I've been a Jamaican, nigga. I know why you left. That motherfucker is fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know why you left. I know why you getting on that motherfucking boat trying to get to this bitch because Jamaica is fucked up. Beautiful when you going down there as a tourist. You feel what I'm saying? But I went to the motherfucking hood.
Yeah.
While I was down there, not Kingston, not where I could get killed, but I went to a semi-hood. And I was like, oh, hell no. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers looking like it's the 30s or some 20s or some shit around this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So I know why you left to come here. So if you're going to leave to come here for a better life or whatever, assimilate yourself into what we got going on. I'm not saying all of a sudden, you know, you act like, you know, you don't give a fuck about Jamaica no more. But I'm saying when you go open a business up and you want people to break bread with you, my nigga, what the fuck, man? Put this shit in English so I can understand it. And then talk to me in English. And if I'm sitting here talking to you, you fixing my food and you started going back and forth with somebody in another language, you could be saying this motherfucker trying to be shady, spitting his shit or dropping on the floor. I don't know what the fuck you thinking. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the problem I have with the shit. You know what I mean? Like, how you going to just act like I ain't standing here to me. That's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got a problem with it. It's like when white people used to consider us lower than them, so they didn't have to look at us in our face or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or some shit like that. I just feel a way about it. I don't know. But I just wanted to see what my people that listen to the show really felt about it. That's why I brought it up on the show today. You know what I'm saying? Because some people call me it's kind of racist what I'm saying. You feel me?
Yeah, you know. You know, that's what it is. You're going to spend your money, you know. You want to see what you're getting, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no wrong with that.
I mean, it just made perfect sense to me. Have you ever had, Have you ever had like a real conflict besides just walking out on there? Have you ever had a real conflict over somebody because they tried to do some shit like the way they culture do it? Say like if you got somebody from you know how you like the Africans. You know how they, sometimes the Africans try and tell you you know how they like they feel like they're better than us or some shit like that, and they try and tell you where they do things over there in Africa, whatever. Yeah, have you ever got into it with one of them because they're trying to bring some shit that they got going on in Africa over here and trying to apply it over here when that shit don't fly over here?
No, not really.
No.
It never happened to me personally.
No.
But, you know, them Africans, you know, they all think they better than the nigga. You know what I'm saying? They be on that bullshit.
Yeah. And another part of the show that I want to make sure that I don't want people to lose sight of the other part that I said that I was talking about. I'm also talking about when people come from different parts of this country. Like when a New York nigga come down south and try and say, oh, well, we do shit like this up there. Well, fuck nigga, take your ass back up there. You feel what I'm saying?
I can't
go to the south side of Chicago and wear my hat any kind of way I want to, nigga, because I could get killed for that shit. So when I go to the south side of Chicago, nigga, guess what? Either I'm going to wear a neutral color and no hat, or have a motherfucker brim on pointed straight forward. Because that's how they get down in that motherfucker. I'm not in Atlanta no more. You feel what I'm saying? So it go to India.
Yeah.
You just in America, nigga. You can't go nowhere into another region within this country and impose your will on another motherfucker. So why do you think you're going to leave a whole other country, nigga, and come to a whole other country and impose your will and your traditions on us?
Right. You know, anytime you go to different cities and states, you know, you got to abide by their rules. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just ain't going and say, okay, it's like this, it's like that. Like New York niggas, they come to the A, they always trying to look down on A niggas, but nigga, you down here, the same shit go up on up there, same shit go down here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And the thing that I've never have liked about niggas that do that is they come down here and they talk bad about it, but you left there to come here. So how bad could it be? That's my thing about it. That's why when Goody Mom made that song, Fly Away, I had to give him all the props in the world, nigga. Fly away, nigga, if you don't like the South. I live this shit. I don't want to go to New York, nigga. I visited. Fuck it. I don't want to live there, nigga. I can tell you that. That's why your ass is down here. Nigga, I've been in New York, nigga. I don't want to live there, nigga, because I've been there, and I don't like it. So I ain't finna go somewhere and say I like it and then talk shit about it. When I came to Atlanta for the first time and visited it, it was nothing like where I was from, but I like it. That's why you don't never hear me down the A. It's things about the A that I don't like. You feel me? The high population, the homosexuals and stuff like that. That is true about Atlanta, but it ain't necessarily Atlanta niggas. This motherfucker's from everywhere else with that gay ass coming here. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But niggas don't even look at it like that. But I don't talk bad about Atlanta because, nigga, I moved to this motherfucker. That's how much I like it. You see what I'm saying? You feel me? So why would I come here and then talk shit about the motherfucker? If it was like that, nigga, I ain't never. Why the fuck did I move here? You feel me? I may have some of the music that some certain artists have made, and that's just a musical taste. But it has nothing to do with the reflection of the area or the city. You feel what I'm saying? So that's crazy as hell, nigga, to go somewhere, move, and set up shop there, and then turn right back around and criticize the bitch and talk like it ain't shit. Well, fuck, nigga, why you here? No way. If it's like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So hood and rep it, my nigga. I rep where I'm from. Everybody know where I'm from, Florida. I rep that bitch. But I live in Atlanta. This is my home. This is where I stay. I kind of rep that too. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been living this motherfucker for 13 years. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So I wasn't just trying to pick on foreigners. I'm trying to pick on any motherfucker that go anywhere and trying to pose their will where the fuck they from and trying to set up shop and tell motherfuckers to do things their way where they at now. How they do it here. I can't go to Compton and just wear red and blue where the fuck I want to. You feel what I'm saying? Because that ain't how they do that shit.
Here.
Just that simple. Hey, man, thanks for calling the show, dog. Hey.
All right.
I never did get back with you, but I got to hit you up on Facebook. But we still got to get back in the lab. I just have a lot of shit going on.
Oh, man, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you up on Facebook, though. I'm going to hit you up on Facebook.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, homie. Right.
Yeah.
Key, what it do? Hello.
Hello.
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show back. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Episode 173. You live here now. You dig? Not there. You moved, you left there, for whatever reason, and now you're here. So deal with it. Adapt to where you're at. Adapt to your surroundings. That's what we're talking about. Don't bring where you're from here. Do get how they live here, all right? So, Key, do you think people from other countries need to adapt to our way of living, our language, laws, and customs, if they want to live here? And that's the same for somebody who comes from another region of the country.
Absolutely.
Why do you take that stance?
Because, I mean, like you said, you came here. Like, nobody forced you here. We were forced here. and they stripped our culture away from us, stripped it, you know, pretty much. But, you know, you should learn it.
Yeah, you should learn. I mean, I don't understand. My thing is, you ain't got to learn how to speak perfect English, but if you want to do business with people that's in English,
that's my thing, especially when you're interacting with other people from this country. You need to learn our ways, learn how we do things around here, because, like, I can't go to Saudi Arabia in some boot shorts and a halter top. Can't do it. I would get killed.
Right. So why the fuck do you come over here and do it? You feel what I'm saying? To me, it's crazy. I don't understand why they get mad. And like I said, did you see on the wall where my friend said I have a case of xenophobia? So, of course, I had to look it up.
Yeah, I mean, some people just, I mean, I'm like, really? They're kind of taking it to the extreme.
A hatred or fear of foreigners or strangers or their politics or culture. A hatred
because
or fear?
We couldn't survive here if we hated them and feared them because they're everywhere.
Right. I mean, I don't hate them or fear them. I'm just saying.
She learned a new word, and then she just had to use it.
That's like people who say that I'm a homophobe when I say certain things I say about homosexuals. I just don't agree with their lifestyle per se. You feel me? But I'm not homophobic. I don't fear them or their culture. I don't think that, oh God, the gays are trying to get me, like type deal. Like, there are people who feel like that, but I just don't agree with their shit. So don't make it seem like I'm a homophobe when I say something is xenophobia. When I looked it up, I was like, xenophobia? What is it?
Like I said, she learned a new word. She learned a new word, that's all. Gives her time to use it.
Yeah, that's definitely not me. You know what I'm saying? Question number two. Does it annoy you when people in the place of business talk in a native tongue in front of you when you patronize there?
Yep. Sometimes, in a nail shop, like, I don't even want them talking to me because I can't understand half the shit you're saying with all that. Well, you're literally on your tongue rolling all over the place. You shut the fuck up and do my feet.
Now, that sounds kind of harsh. That sounds like I don't know.
I'm just saying, because I have my iPod or something on. They'd be like, you might want to put that up here and drop it in the water. I'm like, why are you talking to me? Like, I came here to be pampered, not to be talked to. So rub my feet and massage my legs and shut up.
Now, I don't know, Key. That sounds kind of hated.
But whatever. Like, I don't go there to talk. Like, don't quit talking to me every time. And then, like, the lady who do my eyebrows, she was like, oh, it's so sexy, so pretty, oh, sexy. Will you shut up? Just shut up. So you mess around and do my eyebrows too thin and rip off too much hair or some shit.
Okay. I'm going to move along. I don't know yours. I feel what you're saying. But, I mean, if she was black, would you say that? If she was a black person?
Man, when the Africans be in there, I'm like,
they're not black.
They are black.
No, they're not black. No, they're not black like us black.
Well, whatever. But, yeah, whatever.
You say it when
they
the Africans...
Because, like, I can speak French. I speak a little French, too. So when they be talking, I just like, whatever. As long as your hands moving on them braids, shout it. When your hands stop moving, that's when I got a problem. Because I ain't paying you all this money to have me here extra hours because you can't shit the hell up. Because you can't work and talk.
You don't mind if they talk the native tongue while they're braiding your hair?
As long as they working, then my hair ain't fucked up. Say whatever you want. Trust me, with them crusty ass feet and them dirt ass ankles and knees and elbows and shit, I don't give a damn what you're talking about. You talk about me, please, because you ain't got no room.
Okay, that's the whole point. If they are talking about you, you wouldn't know. That's why
I don't give a fuck. You don't have no room to talk about me. So you get them three layers of dead skin off your damn heels.
That's their culture. They don't get pedicures.
Well, good. Well, you can't talk about me, okay? So you learn how to use deodorant and shave and all that type of shit. You can say whatever the hell you want. I don't care. That's why I say you can say whatever the hell you want about me, long as them hands is moving, and I'm done in 5 hours or less.
Okay. All right. Next question. Have you ever had a conflict with someone from another region or country because they try to do things, quote-unquote, the way they do it where they from?
Yes. I was a supervisor at this warehouse, and this guy came, he was from Senegal, and he felt like women should not be allowed to tell him what to do.
So
when he got to talking retarded, like, I would just ignore him. And one time he was talking, I just walked off and he grabbed my arm. So I turned around and I said, look here, I said, I don't give a fuck where you from. I will cut your motherfucking ass right here in front of all these people. I said, if you don't get your hands off me, I swear, you're going to be missing a limb in about 2 seconds. He was like, in my country, they will kill you. You have too many opinions. You talk. I said, get the fuck out of here. I said, you're going to lose your job. I do not have to live. I have met that in my country. I have this, this, this. Okay, his ass was fired the next day.
See, that's the type of shit I'm talking about. Look, nigga, you ain't in fucking where is it again? What the fuck?
Senegal. He was from Senegal. That's in West Africa.
These motherfucking women over here get slick. This type of shit that goes on. The kind of women we got over this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? All of them ain't necessarily the same, but that's what they do. First of all, how you going? You in a position of authority at that point. You feel me? Why would you take a job?
Yeah, that's my thing. Like,
why take the job then? If you know, if you're a cab driver, nigga, go find you a motherfucking taxi like the rest of you and your brothers and shit and drive in the motherfucking taxi if you can't take orders from women. Because I'm going to tell you right now, in this motherfucking country, especially in America, especially in Atlanta, Georgia, you're going to take orders from a woman at some point along the line in most career fields.
And see, his thing was, he didn't like whenever he would try to say something, I was like, just do what I told you to do, and I'd walk off. He was like, you do not walk away from me. Nigga, I'm telling you, boy, I was like, nigga, I swear, I had to remember, you know, so I had to be like, okay, you at work, don't lose your job, you know, because I knew I could get him out of there. So I was like, let me just, you know, put the hood away and not do what I really want to do right now. But I was like, yeah, y'all need to get him out of here. And he got fired.
Well, I'm not, don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of working for a woman. Even though I'm not from nowhere, I'm from fucking America. And I'm not a fan of it because y'all can be kind of moody. You feel me? More so than guys to me. You know what I'm saying? So if I had to pick a choice, yeah, I'd like to work for a guy, but that's just unrealistic. All right? That's just not, especially working for the company that I was working for years. It's just too many women, especially black women, supervisors and stuff. So, you know, you got to deal with it, whatever. But I definitely wouldn't assume, being from another country, that you don't tell me what to do, as if, motherfucker, you still over where the fuck you at. Like, why would you even let that come out your fucking mouth? You don't even need to be in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You have the inability
to. And
that's
why I told him, you take your ass back over there. He's like, my mother is a queen. My father, he is a, I don't give a fuck. He ain't shit over here. You ain't shit over here.
Why you only working the warehouse if your mama a queen?
Your dad and whatever.
King Joffrey Jaffa, what was it? From coming
to said Jeffrey Jaffa. I don't give a fuck. You're like, nigga, you ain't nobody over here. Nobody.
Okay, anyway. That's one of my favorites. You know what I'm saying? But still, nigga, why are you over here, nigga? Kill yourself. For real. Real
and
talk.
That's what
okay.
I say. Just like you say, from the people from up north, it's like, why are you here? It's so many. And when I tell somebody, like, I'm from Atlanta, they like, really? You really from Atlanta? Like, I'm a unicorn or something.
Yeah.
Like, born and raised in Atlanta, they're like, oh, wow, oh, my goodness.
Right,
I don't
know
people that's actually from here. But I'm like, you know, if you want to complain about our country, like, that's why your ass came, because you was piss poor over there, and you trying to send your, that had this money you making braiding my hair, you sending that over there because it's worth 10 times more, you know, whatever. So I'm going to need you to get it together. You need to get with the program or take your ass back home. Half of y'all illegal any motherfucking way.
Speak fucking English. Speak English when you're talking to me. If you want my money, I swear to God, you talk that other shit while I'm around you, nigga, you'll never get another dime out of me. I'm telling you right now. I'm not spending my bread with you, Charlotte. It's not happening. Speak English. Speak English. You don't like it? Take your ass back to where you came from. Stand by, Key. I got more people on the line raising their hand. Hold on. All
right.
678-768. 786.
Blizzin' Blue. What's up, boy?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. You did?
Mike Carlito in the building.
Homie, what's happening, man? What's going on with you, dog?
Chilling, man. I'm just not getting to you, man. I've been seeing it, but I've been getting it too late.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. I'm glad you had a chance to call. So, you hear what I'm talking about. This is my homie, Mike Carlito. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? We go way back, man, from the industry, from the music game. You understand what I'm saying? He got some music, I guess. I don't know when he's going to send me some music so I can play on the show, but I'm waiting for that still.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, 1/4 of the Street King, swag team in the building.
Right.
Mike Carlito.
Right, that's right. He fucks with the homie Young Jock and the swag team movement. You understand what I'm saying?
And so you guys got to give me some music. I played one of the joints on that Swag Team joint that Pop sent me on the joint on the station one day. I don't know if he told you from the Heavy Hitters. You know what I'm saying? But I played
the Heavyweight, yeah.
Heavyweight, my bad, Heavyweights. And I played one of their joints. So you got to get me the music, homie. So you.
What's the email? What's the email I can send it to you?
I'm gonna send it to your inbox on Facebook.
Okay, that's a bit.
All right, that's what I'm gonna do. So check this out. For my show tonight, episode 173. You did. I'm talking about motherfuckers that live here now, that came from somewhere else, whether it be another country or another motherfucking part of the globe, and they want to come over to this motherfucker and try and do shit their way like they ain't never left where they from. Now, them motherfuckers get on my nerves. Now, you done traveled all around. I know you done been on tour with Jock and everything. You've been in different cities and cultures. When y'all go there, this before I even ask you the questions, when y'all go there and y'all in these different areas, don't y'all adapt to the way niggas do things where y'all at right then?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You got to, you know?
You
it's
can't
all about you.
Go ahead.
You can't just come over there. You can't just come over there just taking over running your own thing. You got to go with what's going on with their culture. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You got to. So my thing is, I don't understand why motherfuckers from other countries come over to America and they don't want to learn how to speak English, or they want to keep their culture. Now, I ain't saying lose your culture and don't be proud of where you're from, but when you come to this motherfucker country or region, you need to adapt and adjust to where the fuck you at. That's the rules of the game. That's how life is. So do you think people
damn
that come
right?
So you think other people that come from other countries need to adapt to our way of living, which means they need to learn English and shit like that if they want to do business here.
Exactly. Yeah, because a lot of folks that I got there been around talk that crazy other language type shit. I don't know the hell they talking about. You know what I'm saying? But I just keep it moving. Deuces, olives.
Right. So does it annoy you when people, like say you're in a place of business and they talk the native tongue in front of you when you're spending your bread there? Let's say you go to the Chinese restaurant and then the waitress come up and you're trying to ask her. She's trying to talk to her. Then she start looking to the next worker and shit and start talking in Chinese and shit, having a conversation.
Yeah.
Don't that shit get on your fucking nerve?
Hell yeah. But, you know, like I said, I ain't sweating because they over here in our goddamn country, our city, trying to goddamn get this money that I'm finna give them that we making, you know?
So, but I'm giving the money, dog. I'm going to tell you right now, when they do that shit, I will never go back to that place again. If somebody do that shit to me, dog, I won't go back and spend my money. I don't give a fuck how good their food is or whatever. I won't go back in there because I feel like you kind of just like, fuck me, like, you don't give a fuck about my money. You care about my money, but you really don't give a fuck about nothing but my money in every sense of the word, because you don't respect me enough to even communicate in English around me like that. And I know you can speak,
yeah.
Because you just said you just took my fucking order in English. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, motherfucker, I know you speak English. Why are you talking that shit with me sitting right here in front of you like that?
They got trying to do that little slick talk. That's all they be.
That's what I'm saying. People try to make it seem like I got called on Facebook today. Somebody called me somebody said I had xenophobia. And so the definition of that is a hatred or a fear of foreigners or strangers or their politics or culture. Now, do you feel like you hate them motherfuckers? Are you scared of them?
Hell no. For what?
That's what I'm saying. They bleed just like me. Right. So why? That's what I'm saying. When I got called that today, I'm like, why would somebody call me that? You feel? Because I had to actually look up the definition. I was like, what the fuck is a xenophobia? I looked it up, and I'm like, damn, I don't have no hatred or fear of them motherfuckers. I just think it's disrespectful in a lot of ways. Just like I can't go to motherfucking Southside Chicago, nigga, and wear my motherfucking hat to the white and wear purple. You feel me?
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? So when I'm dead, I got to follow the rules or I can get my ass murked.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? So
day one then, boy.
That's what I'm saying. That shit transcends everywhere. It can go from country to country and hood to hood, region to region. So don't come from up north New York down to motherfucking Atlanta popping shit about how we country, how we wet. Why the fuck is you down here, nigga? Fly away.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying, homie? So that's what I'm talking about on the show tonight. Hey, I appreciate you calling into the show, dog. When I get the music on here, you know what I need for you to do? I need for you I'm gonna have like a specific show set up, because you know sometimes I get into like straight up industry talk. Like about 2 weeks ago, I had industry week, but I'm gonna come up with a subject or something that's dealing with the industry, and I'm gonna have, you know, Swag Team call in, check in. We are gonna spin some of the music, get Jock on the line, all that kind of stuff. I need for you to set that up for me.
That's a bit. Just let me know. Keep me posted.
I'm gonna communicate that with you, and we'll get that popping. All right.
All right. That's a bit.
All right, homie, stay on the line. I got other people raising their hand trying to get back on, all right?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to inbox you the email, too.
That's a bit.
All right, Mike, appreciate it. right, that was the homie Mike Carlito, part of Swag Team. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? He runs with the Swag Team crew, which is Young Jocks people. We go way back. A lot of people don't even know that about, you know what I'm saying? That's my people from the old crew. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And people don't even know that part of my history when it comes down to the music industry. Y'all don't really speak on it. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But people don't even know. That's why you got to be careful who you talk to, what you say to niggas in the music industry, because you never know who a motherfucker know. I done told you niggas a million times to watch your fucking mouth. You never know who a nigga know. You gonna learn. 678-663, you on the air with K100. What's popping?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Misha.
All right, Misha, thanks for calling the show, baby. Appreciate it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. But you only got about 5 minutes until I go off the air. Misha, I'm going to go ahead and jump right to the question for episode 173. You did? Let me ask you this. Do you think people from other countries, when they come to this country, or just say somebody from another hood, like, or another part of the world or the country that comes to another hood, do you think they need to adjust to the way things are done, where they at?
Yes, I do, but let me ask you a question. Have you ever dated someone outside your race?
I ain't never dated nobody outside my race. I done fucked a couple white girls and some Hispanic chicks. Yeah, mashed a couple of them.
Well, I don't been in a relationship with a Mexican, an African, and an Asian. And I think they do need to adjust. That's why the relationship never lasts. But I still talk to my African friend. And I listen to one of the girls on the phone. He say he's a king or whatever he is from Nigeria or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, he's controlling. He's really controlling, and he wants things to go his way. But then when Mexicans come, huh?
Go ahead.
But then when I was dating a Mexican guy, he was trying to act black. He pretended to be black.
Well, he don't count. We ain't talking about that motherfucker. He all confused. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the motherfuckers who come over here and they don't want to leave their... And I'm not saying leave their culture alone. I'm not saying abandon their culture. I'm just saying when you in America, you got to adapt. You feel what I'm saying? You got to understand where you at. Like I said, just like I can't go to Compton and just fucking walk around wearing blue or red, whatever the fuck I choose to pick on and put on that day. Motherfuckers, when they come here to this motherfucking country, they got to learn how to adapt. They got to learn how to speak English. They got to learn... What, you know, how we like to be talked to, our ways, you know, you got to learn all that. And I'm not trying to pick on foreigners. That's why I didn't just make it just about foreigners. I made it about when people come from another part of the country. Even if you're an American, when you go to another part of the country, if they do things that way, when you get there, you can't come over there trying to buck the system. A lot of times, if you're in the hood trying to buck the system, your ass gonna get murked. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? So I think that they have to understand that you're not where you at. You are where you are. That's what the name of the show is. You live here now. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's what the fuck you live here. Where you at, that's where you at. You understand? You can rep and love where you... I can rep Florida all day long. You feel what I'm saying? I rep Florida. That's where I'm from. I reps that. But I'm in Atlanta. You feel what I'm saying? When I first got here, it was things I had to learn and things that wasn't the same way it was where I'm from. Niggas did things different. So I had to adapt. You feel what I'm saying? And so that's just... I did it myself, so I'm not asking nobody to do anything I've never done. I'm a transplant. I'm not born and raised in this city. You feel what I'm saying? But when I came here, I respected, first of all, I liked the city. That's why I moved. So you'll never hear me down Atlanta. You feel what I'm saying? You'll never hear me down the city of Atlanta, no matter what, nigga, because if it was like that, why the fuck I move my black ass here? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even
where you from?
I'm from Florida. You feel what I'm saying? Now, even though it may be like a song that somebody from Atlanta make that I don't like or something, I'll be like, man, I don't like that song or that style of music. You feel what I'm saying? But I've never said Atlanta's whack or anything like that, because if it was like that, why the fuck I move my black ass here? So you never, no one's never down the city. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question. Look, I be on my Facebook page and I see a lot of dudes from like different states or whatever, but this one particular dude always say, he live in Atlanta, but he always say, it's so many faggots down here in Atlanta.
It is a lot of gay people in Atlanta, but they all ain't from Atlanta. All the fucking
faggots
else. Look, the faggots that's in Atlanta, let me tell you, motherfucker, that got a misconception about Atlanta. But see, I know a lot of thoroughbred niggas from here. You feel me? When I first moved here, the first place that I started chilling and hanging at in Atlanta, Georgia, was East Point. The first niggas that I started encountering was East Point College Park niggas. That's where I moved. That's when I got here. The first niggas I interacted with and started talking to. You feel what I'm saying? And none of them niggas was gay. You feel what I'm saying? The thing about it is, it is. They got a whole area up there in little 5 points and shit and Buckhead where a lot of faggots live. But every time you ask one of them where they from, they'll never say Atlanta. They be from all these other places who who don't have a high concentration of gay people, and so they come to Atlanta because it's a high concentration of them, so they can fit in, so they can have, so they can be amongst their own. It's the same reason why I feel, because I noticed there was a whole bunch of motherfucking black people that owned businesses and was trying to do something besides slang motherfucking dope. Everybody in my motherfucking hood with money slang dope. I didn't want to go to prison like the rest of my motherfucking cousins did. I came from the dope game. I almost got jammed up. I didn't want to go to prison. I said, I need to be around niggas that's doing something positive. I came to Atlanta. I saw niggas with $200,000 houses and nobody in the hood and nobody in the whole area sell dope. I said, I got to move there. You know, that's why I came to the city. That's why I left. But it's a lot of gay people here. So gay people from everywhere move to Atlanta because it's a whole bunch of gay motherfuckers here. And so they got some like-minded motherfuckers. But it's not that Atlanta niggas are gay. You feel what I'm saying? Because all my partners from the motherfucking A is thoroughbreds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's an exception that, and a lot of niggas put it out there like that. And I defend the city because it's my city. But I defend it because it's like a second home and I've been here for 13 years and I live here. You feel what I'm saying? I know it is a lot of goddamn faggot niggas here, but they don't be niggas that's born and bred in this motherfucker. They be these fuck niggas from everywhere else. And they, and they come gay. And they move here and get out the closet when they get to this bitch. You feel what I'm saying? That's what you got going in Atlanta right now. Now straight the fuck up. So tell the nigga, if he notice all the gay I notice all the gay motherfuckers and shit, nigga, I just don't be, so I don't hang out on Little Five Points, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because I know it's where they're going to be. They're going to be everywhere, because they everywhere around here, and they open with it, because that's what kind of, the way the city is. But it ain't got nothing to do necessarily with Atlanta just full of gay niggas. Like, it's more here than the average place, but I bet you there ain't no more than New York. I bet you New York got more gay motherfuckers than Atlanta, Georgia. What you want to bet? You feel what I'm saying? It's the fact that it's just more people up there, so they blend. It's more millions more people. You feel what I'm saying? Now, per capita, they say Atlanta got more gay black men, and I probably believe that. That's probably true, but it's just more black people here, period. So, you know what I'm saying? So, do you get mad when people use, like, foreign languages and shit around you? Like, say, like, you go somewhere and get your nails. You get your nails and shit done by Ming Lee and them Chinese folks?
Yeah.
Do you get mad when I that shit when in front of you when you getting your nails and shit done?
Yeah, I hated my ex-boyfriend's sister. When they got together, they from Africa, Nigeria, so they speak, what language? They speak Igbo. And, it's, you know, I didn't know Igbo, but I knew a little bit by me being with him. And she's always talking Igbo around him when we got together. But, you know, she knew how to speak English around us because everybody else knew how to speak English, him and her. But she wanted to talk that, and I didn't like that.
That was disrespectful as hell to you. She was talking about you. I mean, that's a no-brainer. She was talking about you.
Yeah.
Why the fuck else would she why would she come around you, you her brother goddamn old lady, and not say some shit that you can understand if the bitch ain't talking about you? Even if the bitch ain't talking about you, I feel like she talking. I'd be ready to fight the hoe if I was you. Because I feel like the bitch trying you every time she come around you, shorty. That's how I look at it. Real talk. I look at that as like that bitch trying you every time she come around you. Because she keep on doing that shit when she could speak English. To me, it's just like disrespectful as fuck. I couldn't even deal with it. If I was you, fuck that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'd be ready to fight. I'd be like, man, why the fuck you always do that shit? Like, you don't understand that. Like, if I was dealing with a motherfucking, I mean, unless it was just a real, something happened and they really needed to communicate that shit way real quick, and that's the best way they know how to communicate, that's cool. But if every time I come around, everybody talk that shit except, and y'all know I'm sitting right here in front of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I can't even deal with shit like that. That's why I don't even really do outside my race like too tough like that. I got enough issues going on. I ain't got to add. Relationships is hard enough. I don't need to add that other shit. That's why I kind of just keep it black. That's just my own personal stance though. Nothing wrong with fucking a couple of bad, you know, Spanish chicks. Get some head from a couple white girls. Can't wife them. Can't do it. That's just my personal thing. It's not that I'm a racist or nothing, or I'm not that I have what's that word? Xenophobia. Like somebody told me, I had xenophobia today. A hatred or fear of foreigners or strangers or for their politics or culture. A hatred or fear. I mean, really, nigga? Xenophobia. I didn't even know what the word meant until somebody called me that day when I posted up what I was talking about on the show today, and they said I got xenophobia. I had to look it up. Yeah. And
but you know one thing though. Ain't no foreigner fuck like no black man could, though.
Touche. At least that's what I think. At least that's what I think, y'all. I'm a black man, so I ain't finna put nobody above me. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, why do y'all fuck us then? If that was the case, why do all them nationalities like to fuck us if they all better than us? But they all fuck us. Like, we can get all kind of pussy if we want to. Being black men.
Come on, Misha, let me fuck you.
Hello, who is that? You got my... Who is that? Who is that? Oh, damn it, they hung up. They ain't gonna be able to call back in. I sound like Tori is. I think that was Tori. He done fucking hung up the damn phone. Anyway, I'm getting ready to end the show. I let it run over couple of minutes because I had to make sure I get all my callers that actually raised their hands. So I'm getting ready to log off. I got some more callers who never did raise their hand. I'm going to end the show now, unless you guys that's already on the phone lines right now listening to me, if you guys hit the number one before I get done with this closing argument, I'll let you guys talk. But if not, I'm going to assume you're just on the phone listening. Anyway, thanks for tuning into the show. Thanks to everybody that called into the show. Really appreciate it. Shout out to my homie Toy. Shout out to my homie Mike Carlito. You feel me, from the swag team. You understand what I'm saying, for calling into the show. Thanks to all my K100 family that called into the show as usual. I can always depend on you guys. Once again, for the record, I don't have, what is it again, xenophobia. I wanted Ravella to call in. This is my home. Ravella's good people. It's my homegirl. But me and Ravella do not see eye to eye on this subject. I don't have xenophobia. I don't have a hatred or fear of foreigners. Alright? I don't have a hatred or fear of foreigners. I don't think anything I said tonight would be deemed as hatred or fear. I'm damn sure I ain't scared of, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Man, I ain't scared of nobody. Fuck that. Unless you got a pistol and I ain't strapped. And I ain't really scared. I'm just a little smart enough to know I can't win. I got no win. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I ain't scared of no motherfucking body. Because motherfuckers got them piss standing up like me and bleed red. So, fear, a hatred, I don't hate them. If I hated Spanish people, I wouldn't fuck all these women. I'm just saying. Ludicrous to think that. Anyway. Thanks for tuning into the show. Episode 173, K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Tune in tomorrow with me for episode 174. We're going to be talking about black businesses. We're going to be talking about why niggas have poor customer service. Yeah, you might want to tune in for that one. I'll catch you guys later, man. Thanks for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio, man. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum, BLIZM. Friend me on the K100 Show on Facebook, K100 Radio. Friend me on Blizzum. Check my music out on Facebook, at Blizzum. Just Google Blizzum. Google K100 Internet Radio. We all over. We on MySpace, Facebook. We're in the iTunes store. Both of us as me, the artist, and K100, the podcast. All right, so that's how we doing it, man. We got this thing going on over here, Chainless Entertainment, man. Oh, yeah, check the video. Bet the house also. Do that. Just do everything. Just follow me. Fuck with me, because I fuck with real niggas, and they fuck with me. And I show love to the independents, and I show love to everybody else. I'm not a hater. I don't have xenophobia. I'm not a racist. Just an average black man. That's what the show is about. K100.